tonight I saw and heard one of the most disgusting, rudest, sick demonstrations in my entire career, probably the worst. When Wade Wilson got hurt, I actually looked up in the stands and saw people standing, clapping, and cheering when he was laying on the ground with a knee injury. And I'll say this, those are some sick, sick, sick people. Mentally sick. I thought it was horrible, disgusting, embarrassing, shameful. It stuck. People are sick when they do something like that. Absolutely friggin' sick. Guy's out there busting his ass, like all of our guys were, gets his knee blown up, not badly, hopefully, and they're standing and cheering and clapping. Those are sick people, sick in the head. They ought to get their ass thrown right out of the stadium.
The Don and Mike Show.
We will never speak of this again. The Don and Mike Show.
As soon as we went to break, Joe Ardinger came running in the studio and said, "Hey, man, look outside."
Mm-hmm.
It's a funeral procession passing the station.
Sure enough. Yep. So our props go out to that guy. I don't remember his name.
Me either.
We were too busy dealing with the other guy who was, he just was lacking credibility. I feel bad about it if the guy really wanted us to say something. Will or something. I'm not sure what the...
I don't think it was in his will. I think the guy was just, the dead guy, I think, was just a fan of the show.
Well, good. Mm-hmm. I'm glad. Sure enough, it went right by the radio station.
Yeah, like a million cars.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, it was big. Police and everything.
A lot of cars. Well, someone should call us back. Someone, maybe who speaks the language a little more clearly.
Yeah, somebody who can be a little more credible. I mean, that guy, when I said, "What's your last name?" he said, "Two-Tone."
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if you were calling to... tell somebody, to give a shout-out to a guy as the funeral went by, I don't see any reason why you wouldn't give your last name.
Hello.
He seemed a little weird about it.
Don and Mike. Hello?
Hello?
Is this funeral guy?
No, it's not.
Hi, what can we do for you?
I'd like to speak to Don and Mike.
Yeah, you're talking to us. Hello.
How are you?
Fine, thanks.
How's it going? What that loser with the funeral, lying and stuff, man?
I don't know if he was lying.
No.
I don't think he was.
Listen,
he called it. I mean, the funeral went right by.
We're not sure now. There's, always the possibility that...
I think he was busting your balls, wasn't he?
Well, now, there's the possibility that he did see a funeral procession driving by blocks down the road.
Yeah.
But that's like a remote possibility. No, I got to think...
I suppose it is, yeah. But now that you brought it up now...
I got to think that the guy was on the level, that the guy was really calling us from a funeral procession.
I think so.
I just think it was busting your gut balls, guys. But anyway, I love the show and you guys rock, man.
All right, thank you. Well, no, we think that was a funeral procession. We really think it was.
It definitely was a funeral procession. But what you just said about the guy saw something and said, "Hey, it'll be going by your..."
Because, if the stiff really was a fan of the show, well, we'll give him a shout-out. Tell us the dude's name and some information about him. Hello?
This is Tom. I'm the funeral guy.
Turn your radio down,
Tom.
Tom.
Sorry. The guy's name is Jason Dingus.
Now, Tom, are you the same DA that called us a couple of seconds ago?
I didn't mean to get put through straight to the air, so you kind of freaked me out.
Yeah, but, I mean, you don't sound, like you're a guy that's attending a funeral of a friend today.
Well, the guy's 23 years old, just some of the young people out here.
Well, he was 23? How did he pass away, unfortunately?
He died in a motorcycle accident.
Motorcycle accident, all right.
All right, what's the dude's name?
His name's Jason Dingus.
All right.
And I just wanted to say to his family that we're all here for him, but he was a fan of the show, so just saying hi.
All right, I appreciate it. I hope not a chance like anybody else is listening to this. I mean, I would think on the way to a funeral.
Are you in the funeral procession?
Yeah, right now.
So you're calling from your car phone?
Cell phone, yeah.
How many cars behind the hearse are you?
Man, I have no idea. There's a lot of cars.
I mean, a young guy like that, a lot of friends, obviously.
Met a lot of friends.
All right, well, I just don't know how... I would hate for the family to think it's disrespectful to call a radio show. But if the guy liked the show, then we'll give him a shout-out, absolutely.
He's a fan of the show, man.
All right, well, terrific. And I guess if you're feeling good about doing that, then that's good, too.
Just Jason Dingus, man. Just let him know.
All right, you got it. Thank you, my friend.
All right, man. Have a nice day.
All right, see you later. Bye-bye. Oh, there you go. The guy was on a level. That was a funeral procession that was passing.
He's
by.
On a level. But what a dumbass.
Hello. Don and Mike Show. I know that. Hi, Lisa.
Hey, I just got a call from Carrie Spiewak.
confirming that guy. She read it in the funeral directory.
Gary already reading the obits, Rob?
Yeah, well, we get up and we read the obituaries. If we're not listed, we go ahead and get up and feed the baby.
Oh, so Gary called the guy really was, so that's on the level?
Yeah, she knows the family.
Well, good, and that's a nice thing. And I don't mean calling his friend a dumbass.
Well, that's kind of a DA, though.
Was kind of a DA.
Was. He was a TD.
He might be overcome.
What's TDA?
Turbo.
Turbo.
A turbo dumbass. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don, Mike.
Yeah, hi, Danny.
Radio God.
Hey,
what's
Danny.
Up, man?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I just wanted to say hi, man. I just started listening. I didn't know you guys did the time change before. But I'm very happy you guys are back on, though.
No, we were never off. But thank you, Danny.
Well, no, I went out of town before I came back, and you know, Opie and Anthony were on. I was like, what the hell's going on?
Danny?
Danny? Do you want to be my friend, Danny?
All right. Hey, man, you guys are awesome, though.
Thank you, Danny.
Hey, old Lou, I'll be home shortly, okay?
Yeah, and listen, Danny.
Love you, baby.
God forbid, if anything ever happens to you, and your funeral procession is driving by the radio station, make sure you have a real smart friend of yours call us so that we don't think it's a goof call.
Not the dumb one.
Hey, Mike, you're awesome, man. Keep on going.
Thank you, Danny.
All right, please.
Bye, Danny. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
What's up, Don and Mike?
Hey.
Just had a few questions about the nude boner. Like, when's it going to take place and where?
Listen, we're not going to be able to announce that for a couple of days. I know that Friday, Lisa is going to check out the bowling alley in the D.C. metro area that has agreed to. What are you laughing? You still laughing about the?
I'm laughing about the show, Don. Sometimes the show simply amuses me.
Yeah, I know.
You know, between going, making the segue of the funeral right into Lisa going to check out the venue for nude bowling. Uh-huh. That somehow amuses
Mike,
me.
Mike, life must go on.
Yes, this will. Their breasts will look good over here. That's I like her doing that.
No. But she's got to check out the location to see how many people the bowling alley can hold.
Obviously, we're going to get a lot of people showing.
Oh, yeah.
And as far as I know,
kitty style.
Pardon me?
When they bowl, make them bowl kitty style.
Oh, so they squat down?
It's a great idea.
Put the ball between their legs.
It's a fabulous idea.
All right, guys. Hopefully, we'll have the announcement on that for you on Monday's episode.
Appreciate it, guys.
Okay, thank you, my friend. Oh, and don't forget, also Monday, we'll have news about Dennis Murphy's porno. The big shoot is this Saturday, and I believe on Monday's episode, we're going to be watching the raw footage as we start the process of editing Dennis's porno tape.
This is some kind of fall, I don't mind telling you.
Sure is. We got a ton of stuff happening. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don and Mike.
I just want to say something to you out there, please. I'm not being disrespectful.
Hello, Don.
To anybody from the funeral procession. But
hang on, sir.
With all the stuff happening on the show right now, this would be an awful time to die.
Right. Yeah.
You're going to miss some really great radio.
This is true. Sorry.
See if you can hold it together.
Well, maybe he's listening.
Through the end of the ratings period.
Very good.
Because we've got some super stuff coming up.
Absolutely.
See if you can hold it together through the end of the fall book.
We wish everybody Godspeed.
Yeah. Hi.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
How you guys doing?
Hi there.
All right, that's good. This is Mr. PB, personal black bowler. I got a question.
Yes.
Does Don still have his antique Mustang?
I got a 66 Mustang. Yes, I do.
Oh, okay. I never hear you talk about it anymore. So maybe you pawned it off.
You want to do bowling for it?
Sure, I'll do that. I got a 68.
Well, you got a
3-year disc brake.
You got a 68?
Yeah.
You know what I'd love to get? My wife would never let me get this. I'd love to get me one of them Shelbys.
Oh.
Mustang Shelbys, like a Shelby Cobra.
Sweet
car.
We might be, the O'Maras might be getting a family sedan this weekend that was built prior to the year 1970.
I also have
safety is the concern for your family.
Oh, safety will be paramount. It's going to be big. Really big.
When you care about your small children.
That's right.
Buy a car before the advent of airbags or disc brake.
No, the neighbors will, Mike will be fine. The neighbors are screwed.
Yeah.
If that thing comes barreling down the highway.
Yeah, I'm excited about it. I don't know what it's going to be, but it's going to be old and large.
Do you know a make or a model?
Yes.
And what is it?
I'm not telling.
Out of
General Motors?
Yes.
Attaboy, boy. Yeah.
Hello.
Best of all, it is.
Mike.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, guys, you guys are awesome, man.
Thank you.
This is Ricky. Hey, I'm not dead yet, but I will be one day. So can you give me a shout-out right now, please?
There you go.
That's smart.
Hold on. Hey, Ricky, thank you for the call. Before we get to the Elvis tape, hey, Lisa, can you bring me the information on this girl? We have a WWF wrestler on the phone, Stacy. Now, I don't know if, if you've heard about this with the match, the new the televised thing that's coming up, the new pay-per-view.
It's got to be a hottie, I would imagine.
They're going to have two of these WWF chick wrestlers wrestling against each other in lingerie.
Oh, my God. Can we, does she have a website so we can look at her?
You probably go to WWF.com. Stacy Keebler.
Okay.
Stacy?
Yes.
Hi there. Welcome to the show, everybody. It's
Hi.
Stacy, everybody. And
Hi.
You're gonna be wrestling WWF style in your lingerie.
Yeah, baby.
Love that. Now when is this the pay per view? When is it?
This is this Sunday. It's No Mercy on pay per view.
On pay per view. Go to WWF.com.
Yeah. Where can we see you easily on the internet, Stacy? WWF.com.
Mike, you gotta click on the. I was just there yesterday. Click on the
favorites. Is it in the favorites?
www.wcw.com. May be easier. I'm not sure.
I was on the WWF site yesterday and was able to click on the thing for the pay-per-view this weekend where they have a picture of Stacy and the girl you're going to be wrestling with this weekend. Oh, here you go. Here's the picture, Mike. I got it right here.
Oh,
this is this is Stacy over here on the left.
Wow.
And she's going to be wrestling in the first ever lingerie match against Tori Wilson.
Hey, Stacy, have you ever slept with Diamond Dallas Page?
No.
Well, he came on the show and he's been with, how many women has he been with?
1,500.
1,500. So
I am not one of those 1,500, but I love Paige. He's a great guy, but I haven't gotten bed with him. Sorry.
Okay, all right.
So you're one of two, and I'm now see if you can tell I'm reading from the press release. One of two sultry divas.
Oh, look at her.
Going at it while wearing lingerie.
Yeah.
Yes, she is.
She's a POA.
And I'm also the bad girl, so I'm going to be looking more bad girl out there. And Tori can do the little...
Man, why couldn't she come by the studio? Why does this have to be a phone interview? I wish she was here.
Oh, we just wanted to get her on the air, though.
You going to come visit?
Where are you guys out of? Where are you based out of? Are you in Baltimore right now? Are you...
No, today we're in D.C. Next week we'll be in New York.
Oh.
Now listen. Okay.
Well, you know I live in Baltimore.
You live in Baltimore?
Well, why don't you come down and visit?
Sure. I would love to.
Do you have an STD?
No.
Well, you know, that's one of the things Baltimore is famous for.
Right.
Is, I didn't even know that.
Yeah, Baltimore is like gonorrhea capital of the world.
I think it may be syphilis.
Syphilis.
Yeah,
right.
That's what
that's lovely.
Look at your arms. How often? How much do you weight do you lift?
I work out just to stay fit. I do not want to look like a fitness model. I don't want to look like too muscular, but I just try to work out a little bit. So I don't really lift that much weight. I'm a little weakling, actually.
What are you looking at her arms for? Look at the rest of her.
I know.
Jesus.
No, but I like the arms. Like,
man, are you hot?
I work out my legs more than I work out my arms.
Are there more pictures of you on this website?
Very cute face also. Now, are you afraid that the good girl in this match, Tori, like, will she scratch your face or anything?
Well, I hope not, because if she scratches my face, then I'll, pull all of her extensions out of her head.
Uh-huh. Oh, meow.
Now, listen to this. Guys, listen to this. Stacy, who we're talking to right now, 21.
Yeah.
Actually, I just turned 22 Sunday. Oh,
21. 20, 22. One of the youngest wrestlers, female wrestlers. Now, who came to you with it? Did Vince come to you with this thing about wrestling in your... In your underwear? In your lingerie?
I'm sure that the original idea came from Vince, but he wasn't the one that actually told me. Actually, Paul Heyman came up to me and told me that we were going to be doing this. So, and that's cool with me, you know.
Are you going to wear a bra?
I think I have a few options going right now. I will tell you I'm going to be wearing all black. But I don't know exactly what yet. I went to Victoria's and I picked out a few things. So
That's incredible. It's got to be tough to wrestle in that.
What if?
I'm sure it will be.
What if in the middle of this match, the first ever lingerie match, and it's WWF No Mercy this weekend pay per view? What happens if one of your boobs just pops out?
Well, I'm hoping that doesn't happen.
Yeah, but what? Yeah. But let's think about the possibility that one or both of them pop out. Would you cover up, or would you just continue to wrestle topless?
My personality would be more to, oops, it happened, but here it is. But I would probably cover up, too. I don't know. That's one of those things that you can't decide what you would do until it's right in front of your face.
Now, are you aligned with any particular wrestlers in the WCW? Are there any particular guys that you like tag team with or something like that?
Right now, I've been paired up with the Dudleys.
The Dudleys. Hello now.
The Dudleys.
Come on, you guys. You got to watch. I come out in little camouflage skirts and high black boots. Yeah, I love it.
Very hot. Now, when you're going to fight this girl, and that's what I like saying, fighting.
Uh-huh.
When you're going to fight her.
Fight.
Now, you're the bad girl, and she's the good girl.
Yes.
So does that mean that you get to do stuff like, would you consider sucker punching her or...
Yeah, definitely.
Would you like kick her in her genital area if she was down on the ground?
Come on, Stacey.
Yeah.
There you go. Would you really?
Because I can get away with that, right? I'm the bad girl. I can do that.
Absolutely. Right, sure. You're the bad girl.
Would you do anything to her boobies? Anything like?
Give me some things I can do here.
Like anything bad?
Well, there's the twist. You're familiar with the twist, right?
Yeah, I can do the twist. Yeah. I'd have to probably get her all of her clothes off first to do that. So.
Well, if you have to.
You could do the twist through her. Probably you could do the twist through her shirt, her spandex shirt that she's wearing.
Yeah, absolutely.
And
you're going to be wearing lingerie, right? There are some advantages here.
And not to mention the fact that since you're the bad girl, you could, like, whisper stuff in her ear, like about, you know, how her poontang smells. Do you do stuff like that? I know that a lot of it is orchestrated and that you do the stuff for TV, but, like, when you really get into it, would you, like, be in a headlock with this girl and you say, hey, you know, this match is going great, but I got to tell you something. Man, you smell down there. Would you ever do that?
Maybe I'll let the camera guy know and I'll do it and you guys can hear it.
Hey, are there any other places on the web where we can see pictures of you?
There's a lot of sites out there that aren't, like, my official site that, like, fans have put up. So I don't know exactly what's on there. I don't know if all the information's right. I don't know if there's whatever. But WWF is legit. So anybody that wants to find out all the real scoop can visit WWF.com. But I don't have my own webpage yet. That's something I got to get on the ball. I got to do one of those.
Now, hold on. I got a call for you. A guy, as a matter of fact, from Maryland. Hey, Mike. Hi. Listen, you're on the air with Stacy.
Hi, Stacy. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Oh man, you are so hot. Hey, Don and Mike, I had an idea. Why don't you guys, her birthday was just Sunday, why don't you guys give her birthday spanking?
Oh, I got an idea. Why don't you go spank your monkey?
I'm already doing it.
I'm already doing it. God,
I got my birthday spanking, actually, at Madison Square Gardens. We had a house show on my birthday Sunday, and I was out at the ring with the Dudleys, and they were fighting the APA, and Bradshaw completely lifted up my skirt and gave me one good ass whipping.
Wow. Yes.
Mike, whatever your reason, there's no denying when Stacey Keibler and Tori Wilson are in the ring together, there's bound to be fireworks.
Fireworks
of this.
In the ring.
you are one cute girl, and I'm gonna bet that you kick this Tori Wilson's ass on Sunday night.
Yeah, if I don't do it Sunday, she will get it. So.
All right, let me ask you, how do you feel about taking our sex quiz?
Sure, I will.
Okay.
All right, very good.
It's a quiz taken by all celebrities on the show, and it's a quiz that we ourselves have taken. So let's get right to it with Stacey Keibler.
Okay.
From wrestling. And again, it's this Sunday night, WWF No Mercy pay-per-view, 8 o'clock, everybody.
Now, we've all taken this, Stacey. Every one of us on the show, major celebrities have taken this. We've had TV stars, movie stars, lots of people have done this.
Okay. I got another horny guy. Listen, I imagine the guy wants to date her. Tom?
How you doing, Don and Mike?
Tom, now the question on the screen says, who are you dating?
Are you still dating David Flair?
No, he moved to Baltimore. We lived together for a little while, and then around February, March, he moved out. And we kept in contact for a while, but I haven't talked to him in a while, but I know that he's down in Louisville training. He's with WWF, but he's at
Ohio Valley, that's right. I thought I read you all were engaged.
Nope, I've never been engaged, and I do not have a boyfriend at this time.
See, I knew it. I knew that somewhere in there.
Thanks, Dynamite.
You're welcome. Somewhere in there was just some horny guy who wanted to try to get it on the action with her.
And you heard what she just said. She is not engaged. She does not have a boyfriend at this time.
Okay, here we go with the sex quiz.
Wow.
Okay, let's
go. Stacey, here we go. Question one. Stacey, have you ever been in a three-way or had group sex?
No, I have not.
Good girl.
Have you ever had sex while menstruating?
Yes, I have.
Have you ever had a lesbian experience?
I've kissed a girl before, but that was one of my best friends. It was just kind of one of those, like, daring, kind of drunk, kind of...
That's
you know.
A yes.
We're going to give you a yes for that.
Have you ever made love in your parents' home?
Yes.
Have you ever enjoyed hot interracial sex?
No.
Have you ever J-O'd in front of others?
J-O'd as in your term, a male J-O'd?
Yeah, well, you make it for pleasure.
Have you diddled yourself in front of others?
Yes.
Very nice.
Would I'd pay $1 million to see that on pay-per-view. Stacy, have you ever had sex in a public place?
Yes.
Have you ever been filmed or photographed while having sex?
No, I have not.
No.
That would go for another pay-per-view, too, I guess, huh?
Yeah, that'd be a great pay-per-view.
Yeah, I'm getting some money ideas in my head. Mm-hmm.
Here's an important one, Stacy. Have you ever had sex in the no-no?
No, I haven't.
Good girl. Good for you.
Very good.
I have to tell you guys that I had a boyfriend for 7 years before I got into the wrestling business. And then I was with David. So I really haven't had too many partners to begin with. So I'm kind of a little angel.
Now, hold on. That's one of our final questions.
Okay, considering your boyfriend's relationship started when you were 14, then.
let me see. Oh, have you had sex in the no-no spot? Have you J-O'd today?
No.
Have you ever had sex in a car?
Yes.
You ever had a one-night stand or sex with a stranger?
No, I have not.
All right, two more questions.
I'm a good girl.
Well, that's good. Yeah, well, the survey is showing that.
Two more questions. Do you swallow?
No, I don't.
And, Stacy, what is your total number of sexual partners?
Four.
Four? She is a girl scout.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Look at that.
I'm so innocent.
Yeah, but there's just enough lack of innocence that it made it interesting.
How did Stacy Keebler score here on the sex quiz?
She qualifies for our Mother Teresa Award with 7 yes answers out of 13 questions and a total of 4 partners.
Did you ask the last question? Has she ever seen one of the Keebler elves naked?
Yeah.
No, but I would probably laugh my ass off if I did.
There you go.
All right, well, listen, Stacy, it was great. Great talking to you on the phone. We'd love to get you in the studio.
Yeah, I would love to.
To eyeball you. Everybody, watch Stacy as she kicks some ass. That's Sunday night, WWF, No Mercy, pay-per-view. The beautiful Stacy Keebler. Stacy, thank you for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
And don't forget, she's wrestling in lingerie on Sunday night.
Amen. Yeah.
Lingerie wrestling. First time ever.
And if you drop by the studio, feel free to wear your lingerie.
Okay.
All right. All right, thank you. Thanks, Stacy. Bye-bye.
There she goes.
Very nice. I forgot she's calling in today.
Very cute.
Totally forgot that. It was on the website yesterday. Lisa said she wants to come on the show.
Stacy Keebler
versus Tori Wilson.
Keebler. What a cookie.
Jimmy? Hold on, let me...
What's going on, you damn dummy?
Hey, all right, well, here he is, everybody. Journey is now live. We never got back to Daddy Day, Daughter Day. We're going to have to do that in a second. All right, here is my brother Jim, who's a long-distance truck rider. A truck driver, truck rider, James Source.
Oh, you idiot.
He hates being called by his own name. James Philip Source.
Oh, you damn dummy. you moose.
James Philip Source.
I got something for you.
Where are you at right now?
Beloit.
You're in Beloit?
I'm just pulling in towards the house.
Are you hunting?
Hold on, I got something for you. Hang on.
Beloit, Wisconsin.
Oh, he's in his truck. He's in his big rig.
There's my brother. Hey,
I didn't know you guys were on in Madison.
I told you that.
You told me Green Bay. You never said Madison.
Yeah, 100X. Why, did you hear us up there?
Yeah, I was up there today delivering.
When does hunting season start?
Bow season started last month.
That's why he sounds so happy.
Yeah. He is happy. You know
that? This is my last day of work for a couple of weeks, and I'm going to go out and try and shoot me one.
My brother lives in Wisconsin. He drives a truck. It's what he's, when we grew up, when we were kids, we both knew exactly what we wanted to do from the time that we were retiring. I wanted to be a disc jockey, and my brother always wanted to drive a truck.
Yeah, and he's doing it.
And now we're living our dreams, and, he's living his dream, unfortunately, in Wisconsin.
Right.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
In the armpit of Wisconsin, Beloit, Wisconsin.
Now, you doing the long-haul trucking, or are you doing the little short hops?
This guy that I'm with now, I can pick and choose.
Wow. I've been running over to Michigan the last couple of weeks. Now, this week, I've been doing short stuff.
I'll tell you, the area of Wisconsin, my brother lives in Beloit. It makes Green Bay, Madison, Milwaukee, even Janesville, makes those towns look like France. like Paris, France.
Wow.
Like Rome in the heyday.
I mean,
this town, Beloit, Wisconsin, it's like God took a giant dump.
No.
Yes, Rob. You've never been to Beloit, Wisconsin.
I think I hear the truck idling right now.
Yeah, I just shut it off.
Oh, okay.
So, when you were up in Madison, tell me the station that we're on, 100X, can you pick it up everywhere?
Just around Madison. It's not a very strong station.
All right, well, there you go. Kudos to Westwood One.
There's an endorsement right there.
But you can pick it up in Wisconsin. Jimmy, have we ever given you the sex quiz?
Yeah.
Ah.
Did we really?
Yeah, you did a few months ago.
Yeah.
I don't want to take it again.
Did I ask you about the no-no sex?
Yeah, you asked me about it all.
Oh, okay. What was your answer to the no-no sex?
I can't remember.
All right, that means you do it.
Oh, okay.
And you just started the truck up again, didn't you?
Yeah.
How are things going with your crazy girlfriend?
Still crazy.
Still crazy?
Yeah. She's not, you know, I don't know, she's moody.
Sometimes I get a call from my...
first sign of trouble.
Mike, this is the many times on the weekend I've gotten a call from my brother where he'll just say...
It's over.
Oh, my God. As a matter of fact, a couple of weeks ago he called me and said, she's moving out.
Yeah.
That's it. It's over. That her ex-husband was coming over and spitting on my brother. And
I spit on him.
Oh, yeah, well, that's much better.
Whatever. No, but the guy's a real jerk, you know, and with his kids even, too, you know. And he comes over to my house, standing on my front porch, yelling and screaming and swearing. He got all my neighbors looking.
Oh.
You know, I told him, get the hell out of here.
I keep telling my brother, I keep saying, don't do stuff like spit on people, because you're going to end up, it's like you end up on an episode of Cops.
Yeah, walk us through the, what brought you to the spitting part, and what happened after you spit on him?
Well, I told him, I said, you know, just leave my porch, you know, I said, you got all my neighbors looking at over here and stuff, and I don't need it, you know, I'm a peaceful person, and
right.
So he called me out, he says, well, what are you going to do, are you going to kick my butt? And I says, no, you know, I'll do it if I have to. I just told him, get the hell out, and he wanted to call me out, so... You know, he got in my face, and I pushed him, and I spit on him.
And then what happened?
Oh, then he ran to his car telling he's going to call the cops and stuff, and, you know.
So the next call, though, that I get is from my brother, where he says, listen, my crazy girlfriend's
ex-husband. Bad boys!
My crazy girlfriend's ex-husband is here, and I just spit on him, and I'm like, Jesus Christ, don't spit on him. That's assault. What you got to do, I'm telling him, the next time this happens, you go in the house and you call the cops.
Yeah, and say it's your property and get them out of there.
Well, I told him, I said, that's why you and her got a neutral meeting spot for the kids. I said, you don't need to be over here at my house.
And then what was he yelling about to start with?
Just that, you know, it's his kids, he can see them whenever he wants and stuff. And I told him, I said, man, you guys got it all worked out in your divorce papers. Mm-hmm. You know, and today is your day.
And,
you know?
And then, you know, the girlfriend is crazy.
Well, she's not crazy, but she's just real moody. I don't know why, you know. I don't know if it's because she's on the rag or what. But
well, how long you give the relationship?
I don't know. We talked
forever
about stuff, and we're trying to work things out.
Good.
You know, she says I don't like her kids and stuff.
I say it's over before the holiday.
Well, no,
yeah, it might be. You never know. I haven't been late in a week.
Oh, no.
And that's the other thing they keep hearing about. I'm getting no, you know, ussy pay.
That's not good. Maybe before Thanksgiving.
I'm getting none. And I said, why can't you get any? He says she doesn't ever want to do it.
Last month, man, I was getting it all the time, but then now... Haven't had any for a week.
When's the last time you tapped that thing?
Last Wednesday, a week ago.
A week.
He's counted the days.
A week.
Yeah, I can't. You know, man, I can't survive on that.
No, you can't.
Hey, did you take her from the rear?
Yeah. Yeah, we do it. Yeah. No.
Oh, you did like
Gigo style. Hey, Jimmy, I don't think I ever asked you, who's the celebrity she most resembles?
I don't know. I'd say Angelica Houston.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. She ain't bad looking. And
wow.
She's got the big boobaroos, too.
All right.
Yeah, my brother, I mean, maybe you can tell he's a classy guy. I swear to God, I love him.
Angelica Houston.
But I also swear to God, he's a nut. James Philip Source loves full-blown coitus.
Coitus.
He loves coitus.
What's that?
Coitus is effing.
Oh, gotta have it, man. That's why I got this job. You know, I be home all the time, have sex and steak all the time.
All right, say you go. I got a question for you, Jimmy. Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
Say you go a whole month and you haven't had coitus, right?
Yeah.
And somebody says you can either have it with a beautiful woman, or there's a, you know, there's a 100% chance you will get a 12-point buck with your bow. What are you doing?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That depends on what kind of mood I'm in that day, but I've already got one of those hanging on the wall. So.
Well, what, a woman or the...
the 12-point buck.
Oh, the 12-point buck.
Yeah, it sounds like he's going towards the sex. Absolutely.
All right, I think I'd have to go for the sex right away, because like I said, I already got one of them hanging on my wall, so,
Hey, here's what... Well, I do love talking to my brother about current events. Jimmy...
What?
Well, first let me get your feelings on the war with Afghanistan. Where do you stand?
Oh, blow them up.
Blow them up.
Blow them up.
Okay, now some current events.
Uh-oh.
Who is the radio DJ who has announced that he has gone deaf?
Rush Limbaugh.
Correct.
Very good.
Correct. Who is the popular television star who hosted a $2 million New York City relief comedy concert last night? He had a hit show that was on Thursday night.
Uh-oh.
Jimmy?
Was it Seinfeld?
It was
Seinfeld. Yeah, very good. That's two.
All right, now here's a tough one for you.
All right.
Who is the piece of ass actress who is out of the hospital after undergoing brain hemorrhage treatment?
Oh, I have no idea.
She's a piece of ass. Let me give you a hint.
It's not Jennifer Lopez.
No. Let me give you the hint, though. She was in a movie where she showed her cooter.
Oh, what's her face?
He's going to get it.
She was in that movie with Michael Douglas.
Yes, right. Yes, what's her name?
Oh, I don't know.
I'm going to give it to you because you knew the movie with Michael Douglas.
Yeah. What's her name?
Sharon Stone.
That's right.
Sharon
That's
Stone.
Right.
That's
there
right.
You go.
He knew that. Hold on. Let me see. Game shows are spinning the wheel for charity. Can you name the host of Jeopardy and Wheel of Fortune? Separately, can you name the two hosts?
Wheel of Fortune is Pat Sajak.
Yes.
And the other guy...
Jeopardy.
I can't remember his name.
I'll give you an initial.
I can picture him, but I can't remember his name.
I'll give you an initial. First initial, A.
Alan...
No, I don't know. You are right on Sajak. It's Alex Trebek.
That's right.
Alex Trebek.
You're doing very well today.
You're doing great on this quiz. Oh, here's an easy one for you. Who's the guy who orchestrated the terrorist attack on the World Trade Centers?
Bin Laden.
He's got it. That's it. No hesitation.
Yes, he's got it. And
blow him up.
Who is the Vice President of the United States?
What's his face? You know. I don't know his name.
Yeah, just think a little harder.
Who is the Vice President of the United States?
I don't know. He was in the hospital, too.
He's one heartbeat away from being the main guy.
First name, initial, D.
I don't know.
Or R.
Oh.
All
right.
Yes, that's
Dick
right.
Cheney.
Dick Cheney.
Yeah, that's right.
Who is Secretary of State for the United States?
I don't know.
Secretary of Defense. You've seen him a lot lately.
I don't know. Damn it.
Who is the senator of the state of Wisconsin?
I don't know that one.
I don't know that one either.
Do you know that one, Don?
What's his face? The governor just left.
It used to be Tommy Thompson. Used to be
Tommy Thompson.
Right. Used to be.
Tommy Thompson, who is now the... He's a secretary.
He got some new job now.
He's been on and said like health.
No, it's like the safety of America.
I think it's Russ.
No, that's the guy Tom Ridge of Pennsylvania.
Oh, okay.
But he's involved in it. It's something.
Our senator isn't Herb Cole, is it?
Buzz?
I think it might be.
I think Health and Human Services.
Health and Human Services. Yeah. That's it.
And finally, Jimmy, what is the current record of the Green Bay Packers?
Oh, I don't know. I can't stand them.
They played four games. What is the current record?
Probably 4-0.
Who's got the most drag racing points right now?
Do you mean NASCAR, Mike?
No, I'm going NASCAR's, with drag.
NASCAR's Jeff Gordon.
And but what about drag racing?
Which class, though?
Whichever class you choose.
Probably Funny Cars, John Force, I believe.
There you go. All right. And what is your favorite video game you're playing these days?
1602.
What the hell is 1602?
It's, where you got to build cities and destroy people and stuff.
Wow.
Oh, sounds great. Okay, well,
Hey, dude, you ought to fly me out next week.
Pardon me?
I'm going to be off work next week. You ought to fly me out.
Yeah. Good idea.
Yeah, you ought to fly him out.
I'll think about that.
Hey, you know, if he's willing to fly.
I'll think about
it.
It's good for America.
Yeah, I won't bring any box cutters, though.
I'll think about it. I'll let you know.
A lot of room in your apartment up here.
I'll be back at D.C. next week, Rob.
But there's a lot of room in your apartment up here.
Exactly. He's not saying my apartment.
I could come in and do some stunts or something. I don't know.
Yeah, absolutely, Jimmy.
All right, I'll think about it. Listen, do you have a parting word or two of wisdom for America? I know they look to you, a leader of the heartland in these times of trouble. What would your words of wisdom be, Jimmy?
Shoot Bambi.
Shoot Bambi.
Shoot Bambi.
Excellent, James Phillip.
Party hardy.
All right, thank you. I love you.
I love you, too.
I'll see you later.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
There you go. There he is. That is,
Manny, I told you it's deer season. He's in a state of pure euphoria.
That's my brother.
Even without the sex.
That's my real-life brother, everybody.
Or the steak.
Sex and steak.
I don't know. Hello, Dynamite Show. He's a piece of work, isn't he?
He's fun. I'd like to see him. It's been a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I'll tell him to live at your house for a week. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Now, if he wants to come down, I'll buy him a ticket. I'll fly down next week.
He sounds like he's in the perfect mood to come on the show.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Really funny is the bank job away in Sea Caucus. I'm in the middle of the weeds laying down. He comes over, he says, what are you doing? I said, I'm resting. Hey, are you resting? Beach in a park. I said, I'm resting. I know I'm resting. I'm resting. They pull me in. They start giving me all kinds of questions, you know, this and that. He says, oh, so what are you going to tell us, tough guy? I said, my usual. Zero. Nothing. I tell you. He says, no, you're going to tell me something today, tough guy. I said, all right, I'll tell you something. Go f*** your mother. Ding, pow, boom. If you saw the paper, Anthony, my head was up like this. So now I'm coming around, you know. I start to come out of it. Who do I see in front of me? This big f*** again. He says, oh, what do you want to tell me now, tough guy? I said, Bing, what are you doing here? I thought I'd tell you to go f*** your mother. I thought he was going to ow, Bing, oh, Bing, I wish I was big just once. We're the big cops.
Really funny. Really funny.
What do you mean I'm funny?
It's funny, you know. It's a good story. It's funny. You're a funny guy.
What do you mean the way I talk?
Just, you know, you're just funny. It's the way you tell the story and everything.
Funny how? I mean, what's funny about
it? You're telling me, no, you got it all wrong, see?
Oh, Anthony. He's a big boy. He knows what he said. What'd you say?
You're right.
Funny how? What?
Just, you know, you're funny.
You mean, so? Let me understand this, because maybe it's me, I'm a little f***ed up, maybe. But I'm funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you. I make you laugh. I'm here to f***ing amuse you. What do you mean funny? Funny how? How am I funny?
I'm not just... You know how you tell a story? What?
No, I don't know. You said it. How do I know? You said I'm funny. How the f*** am I funny? What the f*** is so funny about me? Tell me. Tell me what's funny.
Get the f*** out of here, Tommy.
Your mother... I almost had him. He had stuttering f***ing. Frankie, was he shaking? I wonder about you sometimes, Henry. You may fold under questioning.
The Don and Mike Show.
They like their cruelty the way they like their women. Naked. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Okay, we're not doing the bark off for cash.
No, we're doing the animal sound off for cash.
And we're going to go to your calls right now.
Josh was our last contestant with a chinchilla, and it did not go well.
We disqualified him. Here's Kenny. Hey, Kenny, buddy.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing great. Where are you calling from, Kenny?
Washington, D.C.
Thanks for listening on the mighty JFK. What's your animal there, Kenny?
I got a parrot. Actually, I got two parrots.
Oh, you can only have one at a time. That poses a problem, doesn't it, Kenny?
Good. Kenny?
Yeah.
Kenny, what are you doing to your bird?
I ain't doing anything to him.
Kenny? Yeah.
You know, I'm realizing at this juncture, this is going to be difficult to count.
Yeah, right. How do you count that? Is that one or is that two or?
That's one.
Huh?
That's two.
All right, what is the, who's the parrot that's doing the screaming right now?
Oh, Kenny.
Kenny.
Ooh. Kenny. What?
Kenny, you're going to have to pay better attention.
Okay. Kenny, what was the name of the parrot that was doing all the talking there?
Allison.
And there are two of them there? What's the other one's name?
Judge.
And which parrot will we be entertained by today?
Allison,
okay.
All right. Then we will give you 30 seconds to let Allison speak.
And I think already, with my acute hearing, I can separate between Allison and Judge.
All right. Really? On your mark, get set, and go. Yeah, baby.
And, okay, 29 and 30.
30 seconds, Mike.
15 strangulated caws from Allison.
Okay, hold on a second.
It was 15. That's what I counted for Allison and Kenny.
Hold on a second. Does he know we're in the middle of the show?
Yeah.
Well, hold on. My kid's calling from camp.
From camp?
Hey, hey, bud. Hey, we're on the air.
Oh, sorry.
Do you not want to be on the air?
No, I do. I don't care.
Oh, okay. Oh. Well, hold on just a second. Hold on.
He's up at the science camp.
Let me talk to him for a second, Mike.
Okay. Don's going to talk to his son, find out what's up.
Hello. Okay, now you're not on the air. Yeah? Okay, hold on. Let me turn off the microphones for a second so I can talk to my son.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. All right. Can Buzz talk while we're doing
this? Yes, thank you.
Sure, absolutely. Bart is away at science camp in Maryland. We're all very proud of him. He's doing a great job. He reported recently that he had sex. Of course, he was kidding. He just said that to shock his mom. And now Don is having some kind of private conversation with Bart, so he's taking the phone off the air and taking the microphones off the air so that they can have that conversation and find out why it is Bart's calling all of a sudden in the middle of the show from science camp. I'm listening to the nationally syndicated Don and Mike show, and I'm telling you this from my bedroom where...
Good. Okay. All right.
Doing the news.
Hold on, please. Hold on.
Buzz, I was hoping you'd throw that in there.
What
you're a good broadcaster. Just as he said, you're listening to the nationally syndicated Don and Mike show, and I'm telling you this from my bedroom, which I was hoping you'd throw in there.
Hey, thank you, Buzz.
Way to go, Buzz.
Okay, Barty.
Okay.
You're back on the air now.
Okay.
How's camp going, buddy?
Good.
Yeah?
I went somewhere today.
Where'd you go today?
The National Institute of Agriculture.
Cool. Hey, tell everybody the great gift I sent you.
A shocking pen.
A shocking pen?
It actually sends electricity when someone tries to use it.
Yeah. When somebody else uses it the wrong way?
Hey, what about the gum? How did that work out?
Hot gum's not hot. I chewed a piece.
What about the gum that's supposed to make your teeth blue?
I haven't given it to anybody yet.
Oh, okay. All right, buddy. I love you. Have a great time.
Okay. I love you.
All right, I love you, too. See you later.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. He's growing up like every half hour.
Yeah. Yes, he is. Okay, my apologies. All right. Let's see.
We have Kenny with Allison. That was our last. Allison was a parrot, and Allison had a total of 15 caws.
I think where my wife is. She's trying to call my wife.
Hmm.
Oh, she's at her yoga class today.
Ah, so she's in the middle of going,
All right. That was Allison, Mike. I was not even paying attention. How many?
15 caws for Allison.
15? Is that what I call? Like, caw.
Yeah, that's all I can identify a parrot doing.
Cool.
Come on. How you doing?
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hi, guys.
Hello, who is this?
This is Pete from St. Petersburg, Florida.
Pete, what's your animal?
A pig.
Oh, and Pete, thanks for listening to the show on WQYK 1010 Talks, Tampa Bay.
I really enjoy it.
I was really hoping, Pete, that we would get a pig during this competition.
Oh, this is a pig.
All right.
Okay.
What's the pig's name?
Cleo.
Cleo?
Cleo the pig.
All right, she's good. Not happy right now. Here
excellent.
She is.
That's all good. Right, 30 seconds. On your mark. Get set. Go.
She's taking her nap. Didn't like to be disturbed.
All right. Okay, you can't talk. You just have to get Cleo to talk.
Okay. Hang on a second.
We're giving Cleo a little leeway here.
Hey, does that sound familiar, Buzz?
Yes, yes it does.
Now she's walking away.
Sounds like Buzz's recent procedure he had done.
It was painful.
How's Cleo doing?
She's good. She's fat.
That's it.
Mike, how many...
I gave Cleo...
Squeals did you count?
I didn't even count grunts or squeals. I just kind of gave Cleo 9 points for a sustained gurgle.
Come on now, squeal. Squeal real good.
Rather continuous.
Mm-hmm. All right, hold on a second.
Okay.
Well, that's good. That's two good animals in a row.
Excellent job.
A parrot and then a pig. Oh, we've got to do a break, and then we will finish up the rest of these animal sounds. All right, here is Scott on the telephone with his animal. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don, Mike, Buzz.
Scott.
Yes.
Hey, buddy, where are you calling from?
Wichita.
Ah, thanks for listening on Talk Radio KFH.
Oh, my pleasure. Love it. They do a good job here.
What's your animal?
Well, it's my son's bird. He's a red-rumped parakeet.
No, another bird. Okay. Oh, well, I'm not disappointed.
Did you say red-rump?
Yeah. Ooh. Not because he's been beaten, but just because of the color of his feathers on
him. Bright red?
I'm a good doctor for that.
red rumper, let all the birds come over. Maybe we could talk about that in the rumpet room.
I remember that one.
Yeah.
The rumpet room.
Welcome to the rumpet room. That was another one of the gay lines that we used to call on the show.
Yeah, it's rump. Your rump.
Welcome to the rumpus room. Your rump.
Get your rumps in gear, fellas.
Rump.
Rump is a funny word.
Rump's a good word.
Rump is terrific. Hey, listen, I'm going to kick you in the rump if you don't get rumped.
All right, Scott, what is the red rump parakeet's name?
His name's Bastion.
Bastion?
Bastion, yeah, he's my son's bird, named after the little boy in the Neverending Story.
As in the last bastion of the red rumps.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's hear the Bastard. We'll give you 30 seconds.
Oh, I'm sorry. Not Bastard. Oh, look at the cute little bastard.
We'll give you 30 seconds here, Scott. Ready and go.
What are you doing to the bird? What the hell is that? What are you doing?
And that's it.
Don, I was trying to keep score, and this is what happened on that one. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to. I wasn't...
Would you lose water control there for a second?
Bastard.
Look,
the bird confused me. I'm going to say 10.
10.
10.
Uh-huh. 10.
All right, thanks a lot, guys.
I bet we don't have time today to watch the Zapruder film.
Oh, damn.
Listen, tomorrow. Rob?
Yes.
Please. Mm-hmm. I know that we bring this in every day. We've got the Zapruder film.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, maybe today. Hold on.
All right.
Maybe today. Not today. Tomorrow. Okay, thank you. Scott?
Oh, Scott hung up, and now he's not in the running anymore.
He just hung up. All right.
Oh, well.
All right, here is Dana. Hello, Dana.
Cherry nipples your ways, boys.
Ooh. Hey, cherry nipples.
You know, I think he was squeezing that bird like a tuba crest.
Oh, that's awful.
We shouldn't laugh at that.
Brush your teeth with the bird's love. Oh, my God. The bird's gentleman's relish.
Gag me.
Dana, where are you calling from?
From my ranch in Wilton, California.
Who are you listening on? KT8KH, you know,
KHDK.
Sacramento.
Yeah, Sacramento.
That's confusing, man.
KHDK.
Because there's two K's in there.
I think it's KHDK, if I'm not on drugs. Or maybe that's
KHDK.
I think it's TK Tom Kent.
Kahutka. Hey, everybody, it's Kahutka in a big sack. Okay, Dana, what's your animal?
Okay, well, you know, I'm the one that has the llamas, horses, and the duck. But the horse is 6 acres away, but I could get him to talk. But how about the duck will talk its head off?
The duck.
Oh, the duck. Okay.
What's your duck's name?
Well, in honor of you, Cherry Nipple, but his name is Puddle Jumper.
Cherry Nipple.
Yeah, we
Cherry
like...
Nipple or Puddle Jumper, whatever you prefer.
Do you have cherry nipples?
You damn right I do. Oh,
they're
chocolate-coated cherries occasionally.
They're pink?
A little Hershey syrup. You never hurt anybody.
Oh.
Are they pink?
Yes. They're perky puppies.
Perky puppies.
As opposed to Swingin' Sally's.
Perky puppies on the ranch.
Why don't you send us a picture of yourself sometime?
You know, I look like Morgan Brittany, if you know who she is.
Oh, yes. Oh,
she's
mommy.
She's a psychotic sister on Dallas that
killed Bobby.
Everybody always says that. So.
Yes, cherry nipples. Send us your picture.
Are you wearing jeans around the ranch today?
Yes, I am.
Are they tight-fitting jeans?
They're stretch jeans, so I can do my business.
Do you have one of those shirts that you tie in a knot, like right on your boob line, so that it shows your belly button? You know what I mean. Like a hee-haw honey outfit?
No.
No?
Are you wearing boots with large heels?
I'm wearing boots with the pointy toes. Good crackers, if you know what I mean.
You realize we really don't even have to hear your animal speak now.
Dana,
Miss Cherry Nipple.
I even had a duck lay an egg in my hand the other day because my dog scared it.
Who could blame that duck?
I would love to lay an egg in your hand.
It was warm and moist, and it was so bizarre.
It'd be like a Cadbury egg. When you open it up, it'd be full of gentleman's relish.
Oh, God. Oh.
Chocolate-covered egg full
food.
Of gentleman's relish.
Look at my egg.
That's
all right.
Food's relish.
Okay, Dana, let's hear your duck. Ready?
Okay, let me switch phones because I got to go outside.
Oh, okay, Dana, hurry, please.
This is Cherry Nipple Puddle Jumper, the duck.
Puddle Jumper, the duck, a.k.a. Cherry Nipple.
Okay.
Going to be ready. So as soon as I hit the door, it's going to see Miss Mummy.
Okay, tell me when you're ready. Go!
Okay. Puddle Jumper! Come on, Puddle Jumper. Talk, you damn duck. Come on, guys. Come on.
God damn it.
Yeah. Come on, baby. I win.
Make it stop. How many there, Mike?
55. Okay. A total of 55 quacks for Puddle Jumper.
Fantastic.
55.
Right. Hold on there. Hold on a second.
Cherry Nipple Puddle Jumper.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Is this Beverly?
Yes, it is.
Hello, Beverly. Where are you calling from?
Tampa, Florida.
Another WQYK listener. Thank you. What's your animal there, Beverly?
It's a goose.
A goose. A duck, goose. Duck, goose.
Yes. It's going to beat out that duck.
And what's your goose's name?
Pierre.
Hey. Pierre the Goose.
Bonjour.
My name is Pierre the Goose.
Goose.
All right.
Pierre the Loose Goose.
All right.
All right, Beverly, we'll give you 30 seconds. On your mark.
I'm ready.
Get set. Go.
Yeah.
Hello. Goose?
I heard him before.
You won't believe this. It got scared away.
Where did he go?
Hello,
the
goose.
Well, I have chickens, too, and the chickens come over, and this big, dumb goose is afraid of the chickens.
And so he clams up?
Well, he got intimidated, yes.
Oh. He was intimidated, Mike.
Wonderful noises.
Oh. Bye, Pierre.
Okay. Sorry about that, Beverly. Sorry about that.
Bye-bye.
Oh, that's a drag.
Bye-bye.
That's too bad, because Pierre was going a mile a minute there.
Bye-bye. Hello, Donna, Mike, shows us Kelsey.
Yeah.
Hello, Kelsey. Where are you calling from?
Lake Ridge.
Oh, she's listening on WJFK.
That's right.
Beautiful. Thank you, Kel. Oh, Kelsey, right.
Hello, Kelsey. I'm listening.
Kelsey, what is your animal?
It's Jelly Bean, and it's a potbelly pig.
Jelly Bean the potbelly pig.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Is he ready to speak?
Yeah. Hold on.
All right. We'll give you 30 seconds. Are you ready? Go.
Okay. That was Kelsey.
Oh, no, he has to let him talk for a whole 30 seconds.
Okay, tell me when to go.
All right, now we'll restart and go. What is that other noise?
Okay. Hello?
Oh, you still got 10 seconds. Okay. Stop it.
Oh, wow. Jelly Bean.
How many you count for Jelly Bean, Mike?
I counted 80 snorts for Jelly Bean the pig.
80 snorts?
80 snorts. Yes. No, I did. I ignored the dog, and I heard him going,
This is going to be impossible for anybody to beat. I believe that we've got our winner right here.
Jelly Bean the pig from Tampa, Florida.
The
this lady's from here.
Oh, that's right. Jelly Bean the Pig from Lake Ridge.
Well, we said we would give you $1 per noise.
I heard, and that's what I was counting.
$80.
Good.
Congratulations.
Well, thank you.
Here you go, Jelly Bean. Jelly Bean the Potbelly Pig.
Ham sandwiches for everybody.
That's right.
And listen, for everybody else, now we had Kenny with his parrot, right?
Yes, Kenny with his parrot, Allison, Pete with his pig, Cleo, Scott with his bird... Bastard. Dana with her duck cherry nipple puddle jumper.
That's the dog again.
Beverly with her goose Pierre that took off, and then Kelsey with Jelly Bean the Pig.
Hey, listen, we're going to give all of those people that called up with their animals the Rainmaker on pay-per-view. Matt Damon and Danny DeVito starring this movie, which was not as good as the book, in my humble opinion, on Media General Cable's top event, but it's a free pay-per-view, so enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we say thank you for listening. Kelsey, you get the money.
Okay.
Okay, hold on a second.
Thank you.
Now, here's the fun part.
We get them all together?
Let's conference Kenny, Dana, Kelsey,
Pete, Scott,
everybody. Are all you guys there? Hello?
Hello.
Everybody here?
Yeah.
All right, everybody all at once, have your animals make noise. Go!
Oh, hang on.
Okay.
Hang on.
Who's that? Is that you, Cherry Nipples?
Gotta run back out. Sorry for having me.
Is it cherry nipple or is it cherry nipples?
Yeah.
Cherry nipples.
Like a
and puddle jumper.
I want a recount. I want a reflex. Oh. No way. Getting a reflex.
Is that Dana? Dana, are you doing all the talking?
It's a cat fight we're having. Someone's complaining. I think cherry nipples is complaining
cherry
about...
Cherry nipples is out here quacking.
Yeah, just get your duck to talk, please.
Okay.
And Kenny and Allison, Pete and Cleo, everybody,
hello?
Get them to talk.
Hello?
Okay. All right, well, okay.
That's about as close as we'll come on this one.
Bye.
Thank you, kids. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you for that Dr. Doolittle segment. There we go.
Hold on, please.
Hey, but how about Jelly Bean with 80 snorts?
Got a lot of pigs listening to the show. No doubt about that.
This is the Don and Mike Show. How did Don and Mike say goodbye to 2003? By letting a lucky listener say hello to a brand new Jeep.
Hop in there, give it a try. Yeah!
A brand new Jeep Liberty Sport from Ferris Jeep on Fairfax Circle. Yeah! And just you wait and see what they're giving away in 2004.
Oh, my God. This is freaking awesome.
Don and Mike are back this Monday. It's the Don and Mike Show. Afternoons on WJFK.
Don Geronimo and Mike
Herrera,
WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show. The moon shone down with an eerie light and cast its beam on the lonely night. Shadows danced, a fluttering breeze stirred dead branches in the trees. The land lay waste, a chill in the air was proof that disaster had struck there. The moaning wind and the glistening snow seemed to whisper, Geronimo.
Geronimo.
A train of settlers left one day from somewhere way back east, they say. A song in their hearts and hopes unfurled to build a life in the western world. Husbands, wives, kids by the score, smiling faces, dreams galore. Future bright, but soon they'd know the ominous name, Geronimo. Clouds gathered a few weeks out, and then came a spell of want and drought. Sick with fear, they lost their way. On their knees, they began to pray. And prayers were answered, a guiding hand showed the way to the promised land. The wind moaned to let them know of the man who was known as Geronimo.
Geronimo!
A curl of smoke on a distant hill, a sign of peril ignored until they suddenly saw with gasping breath their doom was sealed by the hand of death. For there on a stallion sat their fate, filled with a deadly savage hate, decked in war paint all aglow, the warrior chief, Geronimo. The Settlers' wagons were wrecked and burned. Men were killed wherever they turned. Nary a woman or child was spared. Those alive stood shocked and scared. The nation mourned this carnage act, could hardly believe the terrible fact that tomahawk swinging, arrow and bow was the work of a man called Geronimo. One day at the stockade door, finally brought before the law to stand his trial. The verdict he got, come the sunrise, he'd be shot. The same moon shines on a lonely night, and now it shines with a peaceful light. But should you listen to the falling snow, you can hear it murmur, Geronimo.
The Don and Mike Show.
They wish that they were prettier. Don and Mike.
Listen, the grassroots this weekend did it.
Yep.
Came through Fantasy Camp.
On the big stage at the Waterfront. Was it the Waterfront Festival?
Yes, it was, Mike. And doubled, maybe tripled the crowd at the Craft Fair a few years ago.
Huge venue. I mean, really, you'd stepped up this time. The Craft Fair was one thing, but this was a real audience.
So I tried to put on a better show than I did last time.
Right.
And there to chronicle every step of it was Robert Spiewak.
Our number one journalist.
Who's made what I'm sure is a very annoying package for us right now.
Number two journalist. I'm sorry, Buzz. Sorry about that.
Buzz Gerdnang. Mm-hmm.
The date was June 14th, and the place was the Alexandria Red Cross Waterfront Festival. And while there were a couple of people in America who were thinking about the Chicago Bulls repeating the three-peat, all right-thinking Americans were thinking about Don Geronimo repeating his successful lead vocal on the grass...
Puh. Long intro right there, Rob.
Jeez.
It's like biography.
All right. A&E.
He just put it on a cartridge. I can't fast forward. I'm sorry. We're going to have to listen to it.
It's rock classic Midnight Confessions. Lead singer Rob Grill thought that Don might have trouble filling his own big shoes.
Oh, I don't think you can improve on perfection. I thought he was absolutely fantastic, and I wouldn't change a thing. He did a darn good job last time, as all his fans know.
Now, you remember when I was telling you that
yes,
I thought that...
Yes, a little more evidence of that, I believe.
Okay, when we met with Rob Grill before the show...
Man.
He's very happy.
All right. He was right up there, so we're going to see if he's been practicing or just kind of sloughing off. But I think the slough-off version might be a little bit more exciting.
And Grill further explained the sincere logic behind Don's selection of Midnight Confessions.
That's the one he knows the words to, I guess. He hasn't asked to sing Live Free Today yet, and he's not going to pull that one, is he?
And the fans turned out to support Don in numbers estimated by some to exceed 200. He was a favorite of the pretty ladies.
I'm here to hear Don sing. I'll listen to it tomorrow, too. I think he'll do better this time.
Really?
He'll learn more words. Wasn't he practicing the other day?
And he was also a favorite of the Soul Brothers.
Don Geronimo. I'm not sure I know Don Geronimo, but still, he's a good man of grassroots. He's all right with me. Don Geronimo... Coming from the heart, man. Look, I'm a cat of the 60, grew up with you guys.
All right, this is a guy that had these huge, like, Dr. Seuss dreadlocks.
Okay?
Right. He had the dreadlocks and a big Dr. Seuss hat.
Right.
He had a shirt on that said, I love marijuana, in about a million different languages.
Okay.
He had on raggedy shorts.
Right.
And around, what's it, his right ankle, Rob?
Yeah.
Around his right ankle, he had on little pieces of rope. He had, like, little ankle bracelets that had seashells on them.
Well, that's one. It's a good look.
And he must have had maybe 50 of these seashells on his right leg. So that's why I said, Rob, go interview that guy. I got to see what that guy's all up to.
Rock and roll, brother, stay strong. Do it to your heart content. Be happy. Be faithful. And definitely remember, you are one of us. Out there, the motherland, peace and serenity.
Also there to lend support was Don's wife, Frida.
I don't know, it's a cross somewhere between tremendous pride and a little embarrassment mixed in.
She also gave us a peek into Don's strict training regimen for his return to the rock and roll soundstage.
He eats an athlete's diet anyway, you know, so he's going to move around the stage, I'm sure.
Listen, my wife was a trooper just for going with me.
She's saying nice things about you,
yeah,
too.
Well, she didn't want to break my heart. I was standing like 3 feet away. She came with me, and she had to sit out there and, you know, watch not only the grassroots, but whoever the band of losers was that was on before them. The guys that were on before the grassroots were some local group.
Right.
And they had a... they thought that they were a rock band.
Mm-hmm.
And the lead singer had one of those almost Styx kind of voices, you know. Babe, I'm leaving, Mr. Roboto.
Kind of a Broadway voice.
He was doing a medley of Neil Diamond, The Coming to America.
Oh, boy.
And that other song, I'm Proud to Be an American.
Lee Greenwood.
Oh, and as he was singing this, he was standing, I think he's like Pete Townsend, he's standing up on top of the speakers doing this, we're coming to America.
That's got
to
be painful. Was that more painful than watching Milton Berle's handshake?
Yes.
Wow.
And it was about that time that I said to Frida, well, I guess I better go backstage. You don't mind just sitting out here in your folding chair and watching this, right? So she was a good spirit, she was a good sport, rather.
Did she have a folding chair at least to relax?
She bought a folding chair.
Good.
It was a craft fair.
Good.
To be able to have your breathing right, I think he's been working out extra heavy this week so he could have his breathing and his singing while he dances across the stage.
But Frida, will he equal his last performance?
Well, he's older now. But then, you know, look at Jagger.
And as showtime neared, Rob Grill was sweating the details of another flawless rock show.
Where's my check? Click. Where's my check? I didn't get paid. He gets paid. I get paid.
Hey, listen, that's not a goof. Remember I told you that?
He wanted his check.
We had the tape recorder running when we went into his trailer to say hello before the show.
Where's my check?
What's wrong with this picture?
But the show got off to a great start. So good, in fact, most people were able to disregard the smell of the bay. And as the concert progressed, Grill teased the crowd with Don's impending appearance, not only once.
Mr. Don Geronimo is here today from the Don and Mike show. Good God knows what he's going to do this time. This is his second guest appearance with the Grassroots, and we're getting him liquored up in the backstage right now.
But twice.
Y'all be checking your watches now. Getting close to Don Geronimo time. I know he's over there in the wings, man. They got their towel drying him down.
When did this guy turn into the greenskeeper from Caddyshack?
You shaking your watches, Mrs. Craig.
You're hiding from me.
You're a tramp. He's coming up on the stage in just a few minutes, ladies and gentlemen.
So he's up there doing his songs and stuff, the songs, he's like hitting it every break.
Good.
That I'm going to be coming. He's putting more pressure on me.
But he's excited. That's a sign that he's excited about you being there.
Yeah, me too.
I don't know what it is he wants to do with the Grassroots, but boy, every time we get in town, we get a call.
And was Don nervous backstage?
I just crapped my pants, I think, Rob. I'm very nervous. I want to say, F Tibet. I could have been with Pearl Jam today.
Oh, that's right. The big Tibet Freedom concert was going on here in D.C. at the same time, where they had like 60,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there were almost 200 people there to see the Grassroots in me.
There you go. Was there any lightning at your show?
No. Hey, I used that as a bit though. Yeah. When I came out, that's the first thing I say. Thank you. Has anybody been hit by lightning? And like nobody laughed. And I also did the thing. Thank you, Alexandria. Yeah, I really did it.
All right. And I'm here with the Grassroots. And I'd also like to say that Rob Grill's breath smelled like bourbon when I met him before the show. But I'm very, very nervous. I've got the jitters, man.
So, how did this radio god actually sing? Well, it sounded something like this.
Hello. Mr. Don Geronimo for the Don and Mike show. Let's give him a big hand. Gonna come up here and sing Midnight Confessions. Show the Grassroots
like
the way it should.
Who? He sounds like Jerry Van Dyke. That's what he says.
Oh,
come on. Hey, Mr. John and Geronimo, come up here.
Low blow, Mike. Below the belt. You're going to get a tee here. Below the belt.
Just a little similarity with the introduction. That's the first time it crystallized for me.
If Rob Grill calls us today.
Right.
And do you think he'll even remember that he asked us for the phone number? He said he would call tonight. He made a point of wanting to get the phone number.
Good.
To call and critique my performance.
I hope he remembers, but I wouldn't be optimistic.
Who knows?
Has it been done? Has anybody been hit by lightning today?
Oh, that's me.
That's a Tibetan Freedom Festival joke. Hello, Alexandria!
All right, this is the moment, okay? And remember, before you bust my balls...
Johnson.
Before you bust my balls...
I'm not going to bust your balls.
I'll tell you, I really tried.
Okay? I know you did. I can tell. You teased it before and it sounded like that.
Really trying. Okay.
We'll play it tomorrow.
Okay, John.
The sound of your footsteps.
That's me.
Telling me that you're near. Hey. With such emotion, babe. We got a feeling that no one can hear except in my midnight confession.
That's better, huh?
Yeah. Yes, it is. Much better.
Better than the last time?
Yeah.
Right? I wouldn't call it great, Buzz.
Okay.
I'd say it's just better.
Comparatively.
When I tell
For me, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Got to admit.
Did he like take? Did he start to take the lyric, and then you said, "Hey, man, this is mine." Way to go! Way to wave him off! Way to wave him off!
I had to look so retarded up there dancing.
You know me. I was dancing. Yeah, baby.
Now it's my turn. Good.
That's his way of telling me he wants to do the next chorus. I'm still dancing my ass off though at this point. That's him.
Stop the tape. I have to be honest with you right there.
Yeah.
At the very beginning, you said that when you said that's him, that's the first time. And I'm not sure what he doesn't sound the same as he did last time.
No.
On the tape. Was that Don?
Oh, that was me?
Yeah, he said he was going to take it, but then you were...
Oh, I am sorry, Mike. That was me.
Okay, so
that's why it sounded so bad.
So
it
he
was
said,
me.
I'll take it, and then you just kept going.
Yeah, I guess.
Is that what I did?
Yeah.
All right. Well, it's me, Mike. That's why it's on.
Okay.
Now, right there, he screwed up the words.
Did he mess up the words?
He messed up the words. I had the right words.
You had the lyrics.
He was a little drunk. Here you go again.
He stepped on you there, man.
Yeah, well, he didn't know that I was quite going to take it over the way that I did.
You had all the lyrics. You were ready to go. You rehearsed. You rehearsed. It's obvious. Tell the truth. Come on.
I think you'll come back and take another chorus here.
Okay.
And yes, I did, Mike. Just like Tom Cruise in Risky Business. That's right. Casio keyboard. You got it. That's him.
Yes, I can tell.
You can tell?
Yes, I can tell.
Let me understand. There's another before me. You'll never be.
That's you.
Yeah.
I'm wasting my time.
But you have to pay attention.
I'm wasting my time. In my midnight confessions, when I tell the world that I love you.
Yeah, baby. Now, this is...
Are you going up high there?
Yeah, this is where I really reached the absolute I am an idiot phase. Because he's looking at me and playing the guitar, and he's saying to me, we're going to take it after the next break. Meaning we'll do the chorus one more time. And I'm, like, dancing, and I give him the big okay sign. Like, I got you.
You're tracking with him.
We're communicating, baby. My voice is parched now. That's where he leaned over and said, one more time.
You know that Don Geronimo really can sing a song. Thank you very much, Rob Grill.
So what did you think, professional singer Rob Grill?
He did absolutely great. Much better than last time.
And we agree, because sooner or later we realized that we wouldn't have to wait a million years to see that Don Geronimo lived for today. For the Don and Mike Show, I'm Rob.
Yeah, okay. A little suck-uppy there at the end, Rob.
Here's a girl who was at the show. Were you at the show?
Yes, I was.
You were at the show?
Yes, I was at the show.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, and Don was too cute for words.
For words.
Yeah.
Not exactly what I was looking for, but that's okay.
No?
No, I thought cool. You know, rock star
cool. You were very cool.
I had a baseball hat on.
You weren't a baseball hat?
Because I'm going bald.
Very cool.
Because I'm going bald, Mike. I had to have a baseball hat on.
Hey, it sounded like the band compared to the craft fair. It sounded like they brought out a few more real instruments than the last time. A little less sampling, a little more, like the drummer was going crazy.
There was four real guys.
Okay, good.
Four real guys playing.
Yes. And they tweak it up when they go to the bigger venues.
Yes, when you're going to play for 200 people,
next
Mike.
Year when it's at the MCI Center. I mean, let me tell you something. They're going to bring the full orchestra in there.
Well, I'm glad that you were there for my performance yesterday.
I was very excited. I was just walking to the park, and we realized they mentioned your name, and I was like, I've got to stop and wait and see him.
Well,
like,
look at
I've never
that,
seen you before.
Well, that had to be a thrill also.
It was.
How were his How were his dance steps?
He wasn't doing too much dancing. He was moving around, but not too much dancing.
Well, I call that dancing.
Is that what dancing is?
Yeah, for me, that's dancing. All right, well, thank you. Listen, finally, 1 to 10.
1 to 10?
Take me out of the equation. Like, I'm not even here.
It was a good 9.
Hey, a 9!
Right. Good 9, right.
There you go.
Must be blind. What? Or maybe deaf. Maybe deaf. Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, I wanted to tell Don, I think he and Linda McCartney should make an album together.
Oh, yeah, an album together. Okay. All right. I'm ready for it. That's okay.
Your mic was on. You know, and your mic was fronting the group.
Listen, I'm so much better than this.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Yeah. I held my own.
Tried,
so to speak. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Yes.
Just over the radio, you kind of sound like when you're doing impressions behind Mike.
What?
I'd like to make a request. Can we actually get someone to call and review the show that might be able to form a sentence?
Hello.
That's what I'd like.
Hey, Don and Mike Show. That might be a tough request on this program, Mike. Hello?
Hello?
Don and Mike Show.
Don, you can't be that good.
I can't help it, sir.
Listen to that. And you know what? The deal is the work that was put in. And I know you don't like to talk about it, but I know that you rehearsed this.
I did.
You memorized
the lyrics
and you dove in. And because you knew the lyrics, you committed. And that is the key, man.
Thank you.
You outshone the grassroots.
Well, of course.
It wasn't the grassroots and Don. It was Don and the grassroots.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Taking command of the stage.
These are the type of calls I need, all you people patronizing me. I know what you really say, but it's okay.
It was good. It was a hell of a lot better than the first time you did it. And I know that's what you wanted to do.
Thank you.
You wanted to pick it up a notch, and I'm sure that when you got out there and you saw it wasn't the craft fair. Now, it may have been the waterfront festival, but it doesn't matter.
A little more pressure.
I've been to that stage. I know where it's located. And you were sitting there saying, you know, let's go for it. And then when, you know, when Jack Daniels was trying to shut you down there, you actually said, hey, man, I'm taking it from here.
Wow. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Howdy.
Hey, sound was okay, but couldn't buy better entertainment value than that.
Oh, well, thank you. And I believe they charge like $5 a head to get in with all proceeds going to the Red Cross.
And you get to look at all the, you know, the crafts and the booths, too. You know, not just get the entertainment.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Oh, that was lame.
A lucid comment. F the bet. You got a great memory for lyrics.
What?
You got... I said F the bet.
Oh, F what bet? Tibet.
Tibet.
Oh, F Tibet. Oh, F Tibet. Right, yeah.
F Tibet.
Right, who cares about that?
Memory for lyrics, and it's a great radio show. Don't quit your day job.
All right, thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, great.
I just wanted to tell Don that I thought he did a good job, much better than when I saw the grassroots in Albuquerque a couple of years ago.
Did you understand anything that this man said?
He said, I want to tell Don he did a good job, and then beef jerky.
Mm-hmm.
What did you say?
I'm sorry, I didn't realize I was on the air. I said you did a much finer job than when I saw the grassroots in Albuquerque last year.
Oh, thank you. This would be my first out-of-state kudo call.
There you go. There you go.
Thank you.
And another grassroots fan. He saw him at Albuquerque. I wonder what venue that was.
And Rob Grill's the only one that gets a trailer. Yeah. All the other guys had to sit outside like by the porta potties.
Oh, that sucks.
He's the star, man.
Yeah, he's the star.
He's the only real grassroots.
He's
Rob Grill, buddy. I don't even know what that was. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air.
Hey, thank you. Hey, Don. Hey, Mike.
Hey.
This isn't Don and Mike.
Okay.
Yes, I'm sorry you've missed that opportunity.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Bob Dylan likes your singing, Don. Bob Dylan loves it. I'm almost as good as Bob Dylan, huh?
This Bob Dylan guy does not give up, does he?
I go up on stage and swing my dead arm around, huh?
All right, Bob Dylan guy.
You're an audience, sir. You're great, though, Don.
All right, thank you, Bob Dylan.
Bob Dylan.
Thank you, Bob Dylan.
Hey, Bob Dylan to you, Buzz.
All right, goodbye, Bob Dylan guy. Goodbye. Oh, we'll be right back.
This
The Don and Mike Show.
When you were first a member of this team, when you were struggling to make the team, then in a backup role, what are you laughing at?
I'm listening to you. I'm just looking at them.
You're looking at them?
Yeah, I can hear you.
What were they? Were they saying something about you?
Yeah, they was talking about you, man.
They're talking about me?
Yeah, they was talking about you.
What were they saying about me? I know it's Corey Raymer and Brad Badger. What were they saying about me?
I don't know what I just heard them say your name.
Really? Corey, what were you saying about me, man?
We were making fun of you when your wife called you last week or a couple weeks ago. What was that she called you? I forget.
She calls me and yells at me all the time, man.
That secret word you guys use in the confines of your house, but she kind of blabbed it out a little bit. I forget what it was. Something like snookums or something.
Oh, she calls me boo-boo.
Boo-boo, that's what it was.
You're not married, are you, Corey?
Not yet.
Try it for 18 years, my friend. Steve. Sorry about that. You guys know that Steven was saying lots of nice stuff about you.
The Don and Mike Show.
Bow to their capricious whims, John Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Now on the online.
Mm-hmm. That last sounds like that. What was that cola, the soft drink?
7-Up.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, this is a cola nut.
Well, listen, I called. No, you called.
Yeah, no, I called. I don't want to speak to you. I want to speak to some strapping young man with muscles. I've got some jobs around the house.
There aren't any around here.
Yeah, there's none here. There's only fat loads around here.
All right.
Which
odd number then?
Which fat load do you need to talk to?
I was thinking of the men I've seen lately, and that shows you how slim my piggins are. Jimmy was the most muscular.
Well, Jimmy would be the most muscular of the.
Yes.
What do you need the stuff moved to the beach? Is that what we're doing?
Yeah. Right.
Oh,
and
all
I know.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
So I know not to even ask you.
Jimmy would be the slender. Charles Broyhill, also the wiriest.
Wiry.
If
I'm looking for the Barney Fife of movers.
Well, all right. Hold on. I'll let you talk to him.
Wait a minute. Just to stroke your ego a little bit. You are getting very muscular. Ooh. And those you do have bulging biceps now.
Why, yes, I do.
You have bulging biceps?
Yeah, well, I lift the weights every day.
Yeah, but you don't want to use them, so what?
No, I don't. No, I'm only getting buff so I look good.
Yeah, right.
I don't want to have to do any work, for goodness sakes.
Yeah, I know.
I got all tired out at that big church sale a couple of weeks ago, and I had to lift these heavy tables.
Yeah.
And when I got done with that, I sat down, I said, whew. I said to my kid, I said, God, am I exhausted? It's a good thing I'm lifting weights. And he said, Dad, the guy you were lifting that table was about 90 years old.
Yeah, right. You were lifting him with me and a man of the cloth. And a 90-year-old.
Well, there's no reason a man of the cloth couldn't be buff, couldn't work out.
And you've got those muscles handy if you ever need them.
Yeah.
Like I would know what to do with them.
Like if you ever had to duck into a phone booth and save someone's life.
Yeah.
I've never been in a fight in my life. And as I said the other day, if I was ever in a fight, I bet I would kick. I would kick in the gonads.
Sure.
I would do anything I could to win. How was our son? We had the thrill last night of our kid waking up and violently throwing up.
Oh, a little stomach virus.
Yes.
Yeah, he's got a little flu.
All right. Well, put him to work. I was...
He didn't have that catered in, did he? That meal that he had last evening, like the Chicago Bulls?
No.
Okay.
Although I don't know where he got this. You know, kids are always getting stuff from kids.
Yeah.
The most realistic ad on TV is the one for that soap,
mm-hmm.
where they show a kid walking down a street and, like, picking up garbage.
Oh, yeah. And then the mother says, stop!
Yeah, like, picking his nose.
Sure.
There's, like, a dead fish in the street. The kid's picking it up. And
rubbing his hands on it.
And he comes home and he goes right to the dinner table. The mom says, wash your hands first. You never know where kids get stuff from. Well, listen,
I have said to you on many of occasions.
What?
Well, wash your hands. And would you say to me, mind your own business. And then I've had to point out to you when we were going out to dinner that if my hands were going in the same bread basket as your hands were going,
I demanded
you wash your hands first.
Listen, I am a hand washer. The only time I don't wash my hands is if I get up in the middle of the night or right before I go to bed.
You're so full of it because you have told me, and there are tapes probably somewhere to back this up, that when you go to the bathroom that you I don't move the toilet lid with parts other than your hands.
Yes, that's
so
exactly. That's what I'm speaking about.
And
late at night, what I will do is I brush my teeth, I wash my face, I will go over with my knee. I kick up the toilet seat.
You led me to believe it was not your knee. It was a little higher than your knee.
Wow.
Higher than my knee.
That's pretty incredible that you can do that with the toilet seat.
Right.
That's
I got what you're saying.
Well, I'll tell you, get that on videotape. We'll market that this Christmas.
I wish I could do that.
Well, listen, when our son gets over his illness, put him to work writing songs.
No.
No!
Yeah, right.
I'm only kidding. Hold on a second.
All right.
Oh, you know what I found today up in the office? You know there are some really old pictures of us up there. Of you and me, honey?
Oh, really?
I'm still talking to you.
I'm listening.
Well, pictures. I know I said hold on a second, but
I'm just listening.
I was reminded that I saw these pictures. Pictures of us from Pittsburgh.
Yeah?
Like from 15 years ago when I was a disc jockey there.
Oh.
And one really great picture. It's too bad we don't have a newsletter anymore. Although if we could ever get that web page going, we could post that.
Yeah.
Although that's the type of worthless thing that you hear about on a web page. Then you turn it on and you go, oh, well, big deal, it's a picture.
Well, what was? How did you look in the picture?
What is the picture?
Well, it's a funny picture. It's a picture nobody would get except someone in the radio business, because you had your picture taken with Helen Keller. See, there was a guy that owns...
That's terrific.
There's a guy who owned the station that I worked for in Pittsburgh. His name is Art Keller.
Helen!
And he had a daughter, and for some reason, he named her Helen.
Wow. Oh, so it was not the real Helen Keller.
It was another Helen, but she was in the radio business. She was as famous as the other Helen Keller.
She used her radio name, Helen Keller.
And there's a picture of my wife with her arm around this lady, and it's some other disc jockey. It was Burger Jeff or whatever the disc jockey is standing next to you, and he's got his arm like, I want to get my face in the picture of Helen Keller also.
It's Frida and this Burger Jeff and Helen Keller.
Yes.
You know, that was a question I was talking about with a friend the other day, saying about somebody else who had a different name, thinking, why? Now, you can understand if they named their child Helen Keller before Helen Keller was famous, but they named their child Helen Keller after there was already a well-known Helen Keller.
Yeah. Sure, there was a kid in high school that was named Ronald McDonald.
Yes, but that was before he became famous.
No. They named that kid Ronald McDonald when they had a McDonald's restaurant.
Darling, McDonald's didn't start to get popular around here until when I was like 6 or 7 or something. I remember it being real little and McDonald's were new. So this kid was born before.
Do you remember that too? I mean, I do. I remember that too, that they, when they first came on the scene.
Oh,
yeah.
What a big deal. I mean, they really had the golden arches and everything. Yeah.
Seems to be someone who was your age, and you are older than me. You're 4 years older than me. Yeah. Someone your age certainly would be in the parameter. And you went to school with the Ronald McDonald,
well,
right?
But I'm telling you that they named their child Ronald McDonald before there was an advertising campaign with a clown with curly red hair. I mean,
I'd like to research that, but I don't have time.
But no, see, if your mind worked correctly, you'd realize what I'm saying is so, because when there was no Ronald McDonald when I was 6, you know there was no Ronald McDonald when I was 0.
All right, I guess my point is there was a Ronald McDonald when you were 6. You just were not aware that there was a Ronald McDonald when you were 6.
McDonald's were brand new.
How old were you when you were 6? I mean, what year?
See, that's the way your mind works.
Is that a trick question? You were trying to trick her, Don.
What year was it when you were 6?
I think I proved my point.
Honey, what year was it when you were 6?
I was born in 1955. It was the early...
Listen, by 1961, there certainly was such a presence as Ronald McDonald.
Do you think so? I don't think so.
No.
Really?
No.
I don't think so.
You're incorrect, my boo-boo-boo.
I think so.
Well, you know, we've got those people. We've got guys in the basement of the science building.
Somebody will look it up.
That'll figure that out. Speedy was the original mascot.
And our friend, or this kid, Ronald McDonald, was born in the late 50s. There was no Ronald.
You know, I think we might have to defer to the two seniors here who are indicating that. Now, Buzz is saying it. 61, there wasn't a Ronald McDonald.
No, I don't think so. Yeah. Originally, they had Speedy or Speeding McBurger or whatever his name was when the burgers were 15 cents.
I remember that. And remember
what did you guys have to have your horse-driven carriages?
Yes. Yes,
up to McDonald's then.
And Buzz, do you remember how weird it was to have those little French fries? How unusual and not to eat them with ketchup was revolutionary.
Well, see, you're not. Now I'm still in that frame too. I remember.
Mike,
the
you're
first
a young
time.
Man. Listen, don't put yourself in that. You're a young man.
Do you remember? I mean,
your future's ahead of you, baby.
The first McDonald's, though, I do remember the thin French fries and the thin hamburgers, which I went nuts. And my mom and dad, you know, were like, they were saying to us, "Oh, that's not such a big deal." And I always used to say, I want the hamburgers to be just like they are at McDonald's.
McDonald's really thin, and you make them thick. This is where kids can be idiots too.
I would just like to point out, and I'm sorry I started this, because McDonald's will not advertise on our show because of their holier than thou attitude.
Mm-hmm.
So screw them.
Mm-hmm. Now the first one we ever got in our hometown was Hardee's. Anyway, that's the first burger.
Hardee's rules, Mike.
Yeah, Hardee's was great.
But Hardee's rules.
There was another girl growing up called named Candy Bar. Now that's another mother who named her child a weird name just to be weird.
Well, that's not as good. Listen, when you go upstairs, look at those pictures that I set out in the office, because it's you and Helen Keller. And if that's not...
Now, that was mean. I think that's mean to name a child Helen Keller.
Yeah. Oh, it was funny. And God, did all the guys around the station talk about that? Because, you could say it right out loud. You could say, hey,
Helen Keller.
Yeah, did you see Helen Keller today?
And plus...
Really idiotic stuff. And there's also a picture of me and you standing by a ridiculous big blow-up bee. Because we worked at a station that was a bee something. Mm. So they had this big... And I'm looking at the picture. I'm trying to... Why would we possibly save a picture of a mascot? And then I realized that I had taken the picture because Helen Keller was standing by the mascot. I don't,
You had a Helen Keller obsession, is what you had.
I don't know how many beers I had that day, but for whatever reason.
Just a candid little snapshot of Helen Keller.
And she's real small in the picture. Like, you can hardly pick her out. Uh-huh.
But let me tell you one more thing about this name thing, too. I get indignant when people say to me, did you name your child after Bart Simpson?
Mm-hmm.
And like, how?
Well, we did.
Anyone, Bart Simpson came along after Bart, and
that's
why would we be so stupid to name our child after a cartoon character? We name our children after football players, and they better not forget it.
Yeah. Mock me because I named Bart after a football player. That's a football player. Well, I will tell you something. We had your birthday party. Mm-hmm. I had everybody in tears with that story about Bart Starr seeing me when I was in the hospital.
I'm sure there was no liquor involved.
All right, they were kind of liquored up.
Yeah, right.
We're naming our second child Speed Racer.
Yeah.
We're really looking forward to that.
Well, name it after, it was at the time when we were naming after athletes, I was just thankful that he didn't love, like, Too Tall Jones or something.
All right. Listen, I think the Frida show is about over.
Oh.
You wanted to speak to Jimmy?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, all right.
Sorry, Jimmy, I wore out my welcome.
Jimmy, would you pick up the line, please?
Hello.
Hi, Jimmy.
Hello. I was going to ask Buzz something last night, and it's something that you and I were talking about a moment ago.
Uh-huh. Right.
Buzz, last night, I had another of my they're not endless, but they are less frequent than they used to be, awkward moments with Buzz.
Really?
I thought it was awkward.
This was very kind of you.
You remember the time that Buzz and I both pulled into the parking lot together at the same time?
Yes.
And he got out of his car and, went running ahead, and I thought, you should stop it at least, give me a pedestrian hello, how you doing?
Of course.
Well, last night, right on the heels of that, and you know how upset I am about that.
I learned years ago that you're very sensitive about things like that.
Well, last night, everybody gets in the cars, and we're going away, and you were giving Rabe...
Yeah, I had the boy in the car.
...a ride to pick up his car, which was at the mechanics.
Right. Yeah, I had to show him how to adjust the seat, because he really was actually putting a dent in the roof of the car. he is so large that he gets in there, and the passenger seat was set for my wife, who's 4'10 and a half, and Rob sits in the car and all of a sudden I see his head pressing up against the fabric at the top of the car, and I said, adjust the seat. No, that's not necessary. Go ahead, adjust the there we are.
So Mike and Rob go driving away, and I get in my car, and I turn it on, and I pull to the end of the driveway, and then I see like a kid standing at a bus stop.
Yeah.
It's Buzz.
Sitting on the curb.
Right, he's just standing there, he's got his briefcase. So I look at him for a minute, and it's just that second we just look at each other.
Yeah.
And I looked and I said, hey, what are you doing? Do you need a ride?
Uh-huh.
And he said, no, that's all right. With a faraway look in his eyes. He says, right. No, that's all right. Rob's coming to pick me up.
Yeah.
And I thought,
I said, no, thank you. Yeah, Rob is coming to get me.
And then, for some reason, I felt weird because as I drove away, I looked in my rearview mirror, and there you were just standing like a little kid with his lunchbox. Just standing there, and I thought, how could Rob be coming to pick you up when Mike took Rob to pick up his car last night? And then I talked to Mike about this on the air.
And Rob told me that both Buzz and Rob were getting their car serviced at the same time. And when you told me about that, I said, well, I could have given you a lift to get your car, too.
My car was at a different place.
Was it the same place where I gave you a lift last time?
And yes, and you have a two-seater, right?
No, I don't have a two-seater.
Oh, okay. All
God,
right.
God.
How long have we been working together?
I don't know.
The FU car? You know the FU car? I mean, yeah. That's a four-door.
Oh, okay. I didn't know you had room, and I didn't want to invite myself.
See, there it is again. There it is. There's the ever-so-polite Buzz Burbank.
And it's basically on the way. I mean, even though it would be a little diversion for Rob, I would have... I would have given you a ride before Rob.
Well, it's very nice of you, but
yeah, know your place in the food chain.
Normally, Rob and I give each other rides. This was a rare occasion where we both took our cars in to different mechanics on the same day, and I didn't want to make you, Mike, go two places. And I wanted to take up your offer, Don, but
I would have given you a ride
because then Rob would have come back and found me nowhere. I would have been like standing him up.
That's a valid reason.
It's hard not to offend everybody.
All right, so you'd already arranged with Rob that after Mike took Rob to get Rob's car,
exactly.
Rob was going to come all the way back to the station to pick you up to take you home.
He was maybe back in 5 minutes.
Maybe I've been working, I know you worked with Don before, but mm-hmm. I've been working with him, I guess, for the longest sustained time.
Right.
And the play on that, just a piece of advice that I'm giving you here. He comes out and says, hey, can I give you a lift?
Right.
You take the ride, and then you explain to Rob the day after what happened.
Well, in the future, that's what I'll do.
I'm just trying to help.
I am just kidding.
I was just trying to help, and I wasn't
It was very nice.
I wasn't able to put it all together until Mike told me.
Did you feel a little weird? And you felt your feelings were hurt driving away.
Yes. As I looked in the rearview mirror, and you were standing there by yourself, I'm thinking, well, now, how can Rob come to pick you up when I know that Mike has just taken Rob to get his car at the mechanic? And I swear, I adjust the rearview mirror, and then you are standing there.
The only mistake I made driving Rob to his mechanic is it's a two-lane divided highway. You got two lanes on one side, you got two lanes on the other side. And the only mistake I made, I had to take a left turn, go across the other two lanes of traffic, turn around in the gas station, come out to the light again and shoot across. What I would have done if I had to do it again, I would have let him out on the little concrete strip.
And let him walk.
Yes, was the only... Robin,
you were much too nice, Mike.
I hope you know that's the only mistake I made with that, but I made him wear the hat.
And it would have been more...
His beanie?
His beanie with a little propeller on it.
It would have been more convenient for me to ride with you. I would have gotten home sooner, but I didn't want to hurt Rob's feelings, and I'd already...
There's your problem right there.
I already had a date.
Never consider Rob's feelings.
You know, technically, it would have been out of your way, though. The normal way that you go home, it would have been out of your way. But
I knew that.
You could have taken the option, but it would have technically been out of your way. So I know in the long run, you may have been disturbed by that.
By what, if I really had to drive Buzz home?
If you really had to take him...
I guarantee that if I had given you a ride home, today, I probably would be bitching about the fact that I had to give you a ride home. Listen, I make no bones about it. I want my cake, I want to eat it too.
Of course.
When I ask you if you want a ride, I want you to say yes, but really, I don't want you to say yes, because I don't want to take you all the way to your house. But on the other hand, I'm driving away and I feel bad. I see you standing there, I think, you only live 20 minutes from my house. I could have taken you to your house.
Well, I wasn't going to my house. I was going to the mechanic 2 blocks away. You know, all this would be unnecessary.
I could have taken you 2 blocks away.
Well,
why didn't you just say to me then last night, listen, I don't need a ride home, but my mechanic is 2 blocks away.
Well, because I'd already made arrangements with Rob to pick me up. You know, this entire discussion would be unnecessary.
Why didn't Mike just take you, though?
This would be unnecessary if we adopted my idea of having the shuttle that I wanted everybody to use, where we all come to work in the same van.
That psychedelic bus.
All right. Well, never mind. Never mind.
I'm sorry if anyone's feelings were hurt.
That's okay, pal.
Would you look at him in the rearview mirror and just see him back there going,
Yeah.
Yeah.
Felt bad. Like, hey, what did I do to Buzz, man? Was my car not good enough for you?
No, it's a very nice offer. You would have been able to explain it to Rob the day after.
I thought of that later and kicked myself and thought, I could have been home.
Because Rob wouldn't be offended because Rob would be still enjoying the euphoria of getting his big Caprice Classic back, all tuned up and ready to rev.
Mm-hmm.
We're near to go 35 on the Beltway. turn those emergency flashers on and
drive for it, Rob.
35 in the left lane. All right, well, these are the tangled webs that we weave here.
What about Jimmy, though? What about, why didn't you ask Jimmy?
He's helping my wife with something.
Yeah. Well, no, he's helping your wife today, but what about yesterday?
I'm kidding. I don't know.
I thought he had to stay after. Does Jimmy have a car? Does Jimmy own a car?
Yeah. Why did Jimmy have to stay after? He wasn't on super double secret probation.
Here comes Charles Broyhill.
And Broyhill, how come you couldn't give somebody a ride?
Jimmy has to do the promo, and I don't like people. I don't want anyone in my car.
He doesn't. He doesn't. You can barely get a hello out of him out of here.
And you know what? You got the attitude, Broyhill, as long as you're on the subject. You got the attitude about that car like it's a Rolls Royce, man.
Not at all.
You mean his car?
Have you seen the way he treats his car?
You know, because it's a car like he's never driven before. It's a car that does not fit his personality at all.
All of his previous cars have been muscle cars.
Muscle cars, like Grand. It was a Grand National.
A Grand National before.
That had like
Honda.
A huge V8 engine.
And now, what is that now you're driving? A Hyundai?
A Honda.
A Honda.
Honda.
When you came driving in the first day. A Honda. When you came driving in with that Honda the first day, I couldn't believe it. That is that's such an abnormal car for you.
But take a look at it. I mean, take a look at how immaculately, immaculately that car is cleaned.
I've washed it twice in the last year. It's white. I don't have to.
Yeah.
Really? All I know is that you treat that car like you used to treat your muscle cars.
Yeah.
Very special. You park it at that jaunty angle down in the parking lot, and you hover and you wait for the spots.
Did you put that big filling loosening sound system in it?
Yes, I did. It's bigger.
Time where you come up to the intersections and everyone else in like a 400 yard radius can enjoy your music as well.
And that's exactly the point. I mean, you're sitting in a light, and all of a sudden you hear behind you, and you hear, and you look over, and it's a guy in a Honda. It's a guy like in a Honda that should be in a circus that has a bunch of clowns coming out of it. He's driving it like a muscle car.
And then, and the person that's ever driving those cars, always looking straight ahead. With, you know, what's wrong? Nothing's wrong. You know, they know everybody's looking at him because their car's going.
All right. Well, I think all the questions are answered.
Yeah. I think you're right. Yep.
Hello. Don and Mike show.
Good afternoon.
Hello, you're on the air.
I was curious. We recently, I guess, picked up your show here in Austin, Texas.
Oh, well, then there must be many, many questions you have.
Well, you know, being new to the show, I was curious. Don's voice sounds so familiar to me. I was curious to know if he was originally in, you know, lived in Houston, did a radio show in the morning there.
In where?
Houston, Texas.
No, sir, we all sound the same. That wasn't me. I've been in many cities, but never in Houston.
Tell the truth. That's when you were Donnie Joe.
Well, I tell you, have you ever, I don't know if you guys even mention other radio shows, but in Houston there's a morning show called Stevens and Pruitt.
Stevens and Pruitt,
yes. The Super. Stevens and Pruitt show.
Super show. It might as well be the Joe and Schmo show. What about that?
Well, Stevens and Pruitt show, Graham, I believe.
What about them?
Well, I just...
Are they Stevens and Pruitt in the morning?
Yes.
Of course they are.
Sure.
You know, any disc jockey is good when he has to put in the morning after his name.
Well,
like the audience is so stupid they don't know what time they're getting up and listening to the radio.
I mean, out of Don, what's your last name?
Geronimo.
Okay. Your voice, I grew up in Houston years ago, and I used to listen to that morning show, and it was one of the funniest shows I ever heard.
Well, Stevens and Pruitt show, sponsored by Pick Sweet Green Beans.
I was Stevens. Let's be honest. I was Stevens in a former life. You got me. You pegged me.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I was Stevens.
And
you're
I'm
absolutely right.
I'm Jack Pruitt.
It's us. You pegged us, but we don't like mentioning that on this show.
Yeah.
Okay.
So keep it quiet, please, okay?
Hey, I got thought for the day.
Don is Ken Stevens. I'm Jack Pruitt.
I didn't know you were going to.
Ken it was Stevens, either Ken or Connie. I didn't want to use Connie Stevens.
Yeah, I've been listening to this show, and I thought, anybody who calls, a sucker enough to call this show is like sticking the head in the lion's mouth.
Well, you should know that. You've been a fan of Stevens and Pruitt in the morning show.
Ken Stevens and Jack Pruitt. Fantastic program.
All right, goodbye.
Thanks.
Goodbye. Oh, my God.
Ken Stevens.
Yeah, we're Stevens and Pruitt. Who the hell are Stevens and Pruitt? How come they all come in twos?
Yeah.
I mean, we were one of the first to come in twos.
We... Come in twos.
You know what I mean.
I know exactly what you mean.
You know, pair up.
Yeah, we decided, though, it'd be kind of unique to just use the first names.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for simplicity's sake.
Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don.
Yes, Ken Stevens. Jack Pruitt with you.
Hi, you're next on the Stevens and Pruitt show.
Good afternoon, buddy.
Hey, you're doing it. What is with this DJ voice? Do they teach this in like DJ school or something?
Listen, I've never known a successful disc jockey who's ever been to disc jockey school. That's a big misnomer.
So then, how do they get the voice?
The voice? Anybody can get the voice, buddy. I'm sure you can put a big smile on your face.
How do you think Cam Stevens and Jack Pruitt did it?
And I want you to say, "Good morning, buddy." Come on, say it now.
Go ahead.
Good
morning, buddy.
All right, now, except when you say morning, you got to say it like morning. Good morning, buddy.
Morning.
You can't do it. Some people are more challenged than others.
Sad to say that you are not talented enough to be a disc jockey, and I can tell you firsthand it takes no talent to be a disc jockey.
I'm pretty bad off.
Try this one. Okie dokie.
Okie dokie.
Yeah, you show some promise there. How about this? Good looking Tuesday.
A good looking Tuesday.
Working for the weekend.
Working for the weekend.
All right, here's another great one. Hey, tell your boss to shove it.
What?
Tell your boss to shove it.
Your boss to shove it.
78 on the outside.
78 on the outside.
There you go.
All right, you got it. Go.
I'm a DJ now.
Yes, you are. Congratulations, Pinocchio. Today you were a real boy. Goodbye now. Bye, buddy.
He's quick. Yeah. There and just hang up. There you go. He's got it. He's got what it takes.
We'll be back on the flip side. Chime time, 5 minutes till the big hour. Bing bong.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Erica, you have to understand I'm still very much in love with you.
Please, Charlie.
No, Erica, you don't understand. I would kill or die to be with you, baby.
Come on, you have to get over it. You have to get on with your life. You can't just waste your life waiting around for me to come back to you because it's not going to happen.
Oh, okay. All right, I guess I'll just have to move on with my limited Charlie life.
Then you've accepted it.
Well, yes, Erica, I, Charlie, have accepted your total rejection.
I'm so relieved to hear that.
Well, I know it's time to move on to another Charlie adventure.
No, you've matured.
Well, yes, Erica. I'm all grown up, and I know that I'm an okay guy.
And you are. You know that, Charlie? You are one of the best.
Yeah, that's very kind of you, Erica. You hot tomato, you.
Would you like to go out tonight with me?
Oh, boy, would I. Do they have pizza?
I mean, you could be my escort to the America State fundraiser.
Oh, I've never been to one of those before, but what about that mystery man that you're so in love with?
Charlie, there is no one. Mystery or otherwise.
Oh, yeah, right, Erica. And monkeys are going to fly out of my butt.
Charlie, there really is no other man in my life. Yeah. And if there were, why would I need to make him jealous?
All right, I guess I believe you, Erica. He'd only get jealous if I let you see my thing.
As you know, Dick Van Patten is a megastar.
Yeah, he's a huge star in Hollywood.
Excuse me, Duck Van Patten. And as you know, he's very happening. He's never far off a major television show.
Bigger star than Andy Duck.
And here is our good friend Dick Van Patten on the most recent episode of Family Guy.
Very good.
That awful cartoon.
Come on, everyone. That 80s Enough reunion show is about to start.
Oh, Mary, have you seen Nicholas?
He's up in his room sulking, Dad.
Yeah, he's still upset because Abby threw out his baseball card.
There he is.
Oh, well, maybe I should make him a sandwich.
Oh, Dad, that's your solution to everything.
Dad! Dad!
What?
8 is enough.
Wacky. Wacky.
Okay, so that's Dick Van Patten. That's his most recent TV appearance. We are now going to call Dick Van Patten to congratulate him on that.
Good. Dick Van Patten will be appearing with Carrot Top soon at a theater near you.
And we're also going to try to hit Dick Van Patten up when we go to California in September for our annual show from CBS Television City.
Yes.
This year, remember last year we broadcasted live from Dick Van Patten's house?
Right.
This year, we want Dick Van Patten to take us to the Playboy Mansion so we can broadcast live from the Playboy Mansion.
And maybe play poker with Hef.
Because Dick Van Patten's one of those guys that goes to the Playboy Mansion all the time.
Very exciting. We really like this year to be the most special visit to La La Land.
That'd be great.
It'd be the third year in a row that we've had an encounter with Van Patten. 2 years ago, he was the king of donkey basketball.
Right.
Last year, we broadcast from his house, played tennis with him.
This year, it's going to be the Playboy Mansion.
We hope. Calling the sprawling Casa. What do you call it? The Casa?
Casa.
The
Van Patten. Dick and Pat with the joke of the week. 40 years of her waiting for a Jew to get into the White House. One finally does, and she blew it.
Dick.
Bravo.
Dick. You're so much funnier than Carrot Top.
He just entertains even even on his answering machine.
Hello, Van Pattens.
Who is it?
It's Don and Mike.
Don and Mike, how you doing?
Hi, Don and Mike.
Is this Pat?
Yeah.
Hey, Pat, it's Don and Mike. We're doing our radio show right now.
How are you, Pat?
Hi, I'm tired. We're doing our wedding Saturday.
Oh. All right. Listen, we'll call you another time, Pat.
Oh, you're sweet.
Okay, just tell Dick we called, please.
It was great seeing you all.
Oh. Well, we're going to be out in California next September.
This September,
that's right.
But it was fun when you came over.
We had a wonderful time.
Yeah, we wanted to talk to Dick about getting back together. We don't want to invade your house again.
Yeah, we don't want to come to your house, but we do want to get together with Dick.
Having you come.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we were hoping that Dick could take us to the Playboy Mansion. We could broadcast there.
Oh, well, I don't know. He doesn't own it.
Pat, who's getting married?
Jimmy, our son Jimmy.
Jimmy's getting married.
Great.
Hello.
Was it Nels or Jimmy that we met? Did we meet Nels or Jimmy?
No, we met Vince.
We met Vince. He was next door.
He was getting the massage, right?
He was getting
the... That was Vincent.
Vincent lives next door.
And I don't remember who you met, if it was Nels or Jimmy.
I think it was Nels.
Well, listen, you get back to planning your wedding, and please tell Dick we call, and tell him he's fantastic on Family Guy.
On Family?
Family Guy.
Family Guy.
That cartoon show.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
He was on it last week.
Oh, that's nice. It was really good?
Oh, he was fantastic. He killed.
Are you having the big reception at your place?
Yes.
All right, well, listen.
Lots of work to be done, I
mean. Dad, get back to it.
Okay.
But just tell Dick we called.
Talking to you.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
What time would it be Los Angeles time?
2. 10 till 2 in the afternoon.
Okay.
All right. Don't say anything.
I'm not.
Okay?
I'm not saying anything. I'm not saying anything at all.
I'll try it. She's a little sleepy there. So she's just putting together a wedding reception, Mike. That's all.
Tired.
She's just a little tired. That's all. Happy hour. Hey, they live in Southern California, man. It's California. The weekend has officially started. 10 till 2 on a Thursday? Forget about it.
No problem at all.
It's happy time. All right, well, we will make a point to call Dick Van Patten on next week's episode.
Very good, because he's obviously with Jimmy's wedding coming up. He's very, very busy.
Mm-hmm. You know, they do it all the time. I mean, they do it like rabbits. They have so many kids.
Yeah.
Who knows who we met out there? I was guessing when I said it was Vince that we walked over to his house and saw him get a massage.
It was Vince, and I think we met Nels, and I think Jimmy. I think we met all three of them.
I think we met all of them.
Which one of them was banging Yasmin Bleach?
That was Dick.
No.
No, that was Nels.
One of them was banging Yasmin Bleach because they had a...
Vince.
They had a poster of her up in the family room signed. And Dick, remember Dick showed us that? He said, yeah, my son...
We're a second family here. She comes over here, and she's just like a second family to us here. And Pat's napping.
Dick, I'm sleeping.
She's very stressed out over the wedding, and she's napping now.
I don't know if you could hear the excitement, the palatable excitement in her voice when she realized it was us on the line.
Of course, she was very, very excited.
Very happy.
Unaware of Dick's recent appearance on Family Guy.
And actually thought that we were saying he was on a show, Family, that show with Christy McNichol.
Well, she just awakened. Family, a show that was on, what, a decade?
20 years ago. 20 years ago, Mike. Late 70s.
Oh, God, I'm sorry. I'm very, very tired. I'm planning a wedding.
Okay, listen. One quick call, then we will be... Something else. Hello, Van Patten's very busy right now. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hi,
there.
Baby.
Hi, baby.
I'm very nervous talking to you guys.
Please don't be nervous. Look, Pat Van Patten wasn't nervous.
She wasn't nervous at all. She was very, very stressed and tired.
Tired. She's planning a wedding.
Mm-hmm. I've been listening to you guys forever, and I'm looking forward to coming up on June 3rd to Cancun Cantina.
Oh, right. Our next big Las Vegas-style show, Hello Baltimore.
Yes. And I'm a dancer in Baltimore, and I just wanted to call and let you guys know all these strippers that you keep having on there, they all sound like they're all stupid, and we're not.
Well, you're defending your fellow strippers.
Well, no.
I like to look at the new ladies.
Do what?
those girls did kind of sound like they were stupid. I just wanted to let you know that not all of us are.
Well, I would say that even as strippers go, the strippers that we had in the studio yesterday took the stupid thing just a little step further. They really did.
They did.
I don't think the blonde was that stupid. I think the girl that looked like the retarded Mariah Carey, though.
You asked her a direct question about the tips, and I was
she
telling...
She looked at me like,
just day!
You know, but I'll tell you something. I'm glad that you're proud that you're a stripper, and I'm glad that you want to stand up for all strippers. But frankly, I stand by my earlier assessment about strippers.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
No, that's all right. Most of them are like that.
And who is the celebrity you most resemble?
Campbell, I think.
Oh, really?
Mm. Oh. I'll tell you something else. Here's another fallacy about strippers. You hear this a lot of time from strippers. I hear that you hear this from strippers since I don't talk to strippers myself firsthand.
Neither do I.
You hear this a lot, though.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very smart, and I'm really putting myself through law school
mm-hmm.
by stripping.
Right.
Or I'm putting my husband through law school by stripping.
And we believe it is a cheap ploy to simply get bigger tips.
Oh, that does happen, too.
That does happen. And who? How old are you, stripper lady?
I'm 26.
You hear that all the time from strippers because they want to prove that they're smart. I'm really going to law school,
right?
But I'm just doing this on the side to pay those big legal bills.
Well, at least this woman is in the demographic of strippers, not like the ecstasy lady.
39.
You're 26. That's kind of right at the prime time stripper age.
Right? Let me ask you. A guy comes up to you after the show and says, "Baby, baby, how about a little What do you say?
I couldn't say on the air.
Oh, you'd tell them what? I mean, just use letters instead of words.
I tell them to save their money and go F themselves.
Mm. So you've never taken money for sex?
No.
And do you make a lot of tips?
Sometimes not.
You want to come to one of her shows?
I am coming to one of your shows.
Oh, right, you're coming to Cancun Cantina.
Right, it's great. Do we accept professionals for our reindeer games?
For the underwear fashion show? No, that's got to be regular girls.
Mm-hmm.
But she could definitely be in the Monica Lewinsky contest.
Uh-huh.
I bet you're overly qualified for that.
Well, see, that kind of stuff I do.
Ah. Oh.
Oh, you do that.
Well, I've been known to at times.
That's performance art.
Yes.
Sure.
It's a little different.
It's a show. That's good.
Do you ever give Monica's?
Only to my boyfriend.
Only to your boyfriend.
Okay.
If you were going to charge, I'm not saying you ever have, but if you were going to charge, how much would you charge for Monica?
At least $100.
Bargain.
At least $100.
Mm-hmm.
How about some of the other girls? If they were going to charge, how much would they charge for that?
Oh, I've known other girls to charge and seen it go for like 20.
$20 for a Monica.
What quality joint do you work in? Don't you don't have to say. Don't worry about it.
Really, would any girls go cheaper than that?
Not that I've ever seen.
So 20 would be like the bottom line price.
Yes.
Boy, inflation really hasn't affected that.
What about for other stuff?
Oh, I have no idea.
What are your vital statistics?
Well, I'm pretty small up top. I'm like 32 there. But I'm
37, 36,
so I'm kind of little on the top, but...
32.
Yeah.
I thought all you strippers had to have big boobs.
No, that's not true.
Really? And you work, you now, you're currently working at some of the finest stripperies around
yes.
the area?
Yes, I am.
Strip emporiums?
Yes.
So you don't charge, but if you did charge, you'd charge at least $100 for
yes.
that.
Okay. Do you wear any particular outfits that you're fond of? I mean, like, do you wear a cowgirl outfit?
I have one outfit that's all black leather, and it's crisscrosses up one leg and down the opposite arm.
Rob has one of those also.
How about the butt? How much would you charge for that?
Well, I've only ever done that with my boyfriend.
Again, just playing the game, because I know you're not one of those girls that charges, but if you were to charge, how much would you charge for that?
I have no idea. That would be way up there, like $1,000.
That'd be $1,000.
Wow.
And how much do some of the other girls charge for that?
I have no idea for that. I've never seen a price go on that.
Oh, you haven't.
But you've seen the Monica thing go for $20.
Yeah.
Wow. What about just straight sex?
Oh, I've seen that go for $22.
Wow.
$20, that's a bargain. And you, again, you know, I know you're not the type of girl that would do that, but... Just theoretically, how much would you charge for that?
$200, I guess. I don't know.
$200. All right. Well, what an interesting negotiation we've had. All, of course, hypothetical.
It
would never, ever happen.
of the $100 for a Monica.
Mm-hmm. No, $20 for a Monica.
No, no. For the, her, on her, her scale, it would be $100 for a Monica.
I was talking about her friends.
$200 if you wanted straight.
Right.
And $1,000 if you wanted the most vile.
Right.
Okay.
So if you wanted all of that, that would be a $1,300 investment.
You might get a discount being a package thing.
Oh, so maybe if a guy offered you $1,000, you do all three?
No, I'd probably give him like $1,200. $100 break.
$1,200, you could get all three.
Terrific.
But you don't charge?
No.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks for the call.
That was a nice call.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Educational.
She's a very nice stripper. Remember, she doesn't charge.
Doesn't charge. That was all hypothetical.
She doesn't charge.
I like to look at the new ladies.
I'm sure she's putting herself through law school, too. Hello.
What's happening?
Hey, my friend.
Can I speak to Don and Mike?
Yes, you're speaking with us.
Am I?
Yes, the stripper's friends, Don and Mike.
This ain't Don and Mike.
Oh, come on, my brother. This is your last chance.
You said my brother. Is this Don and Mike?
Oh, Christ. I told you that was your last chance. I'm sorry.
You tried.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, Don and Mike?
Yes.
Hey, I'd like to report a Lutard sighting.
Was it in a courtroom?
No, it was in the Target in Towson. He was trying to get us, recruit us for the new Kevin Bacon movie as extras.
Really? Lewis the Retard was doing that?
Yeah, I asked him, have you ever done any radio? And he said, Don and Mike show. He was really supportive of the show, but he looked like he had just like gotten out of a nuclear blast or something. He was like really sunburned.
Why would you just ask a guy if he's ever done any radio?
Because I like recognized the voice. I could tell it was Lutard.
No, don't believe it.
Me either. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Sunburned.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
He was really sunburned.
Hello?
Yeah, I want to speak to Don and Mike.
Yes, you're on the air.
No, I'm not.
Oh, my God. All right, listen, enough of that, okay? Forget about it. Right, you're not. Thank you. Goodbye.
Enough.
What is wrong with people?
This is the Don and Mike show.
Those local radio bad boys, Don and Mike, are back on the air, but it's not the same. It's not the same time. It's not the same station.
Many different things have happened to them. They are the ego hogs of Washington. Don and Mike off the air for 2 months. Now they've jumped stations and switched times. Is our town ready for Don and Mike in the afternoon?
Today, we return to the airwaves after 2 months of living hell.
2 months ago, Don and Mike called in sick to their morning show on WAVA and haven't been heard from since until 2 this afternoon when they burst forth on a new station, WJFK, in a new time slot, 2 to 6 in the afternoon. In their 5.5 years together, they've made a lot of people really mad. Feminists hate them. They've had a couple of lawsuits thrown at them, but they've also won loads of diehard fans who love their right-up-to-the-edge sense of humor.
Such a nice man.
Is there bad blood between you guys and WAVA?
Us and Waver?
So how was today's first show? Well, they were nervous for the first 5 minutes or so, and then it seemed to be business as usual. Will anybody listen to Don and Mike in the afternoon? It took me a while to find somebody tuned in. Anybody? Are you listening to Don and Mike?
No.
Rush Limbaugh.
You listening to Rush Limbaugh, not Don and Mike?
Yeah, check him out.
But hey, this is just the first day. You listened to him before?
Yeah, when they were 105?
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Detect any difference?
There you go, right there. They're acting crazy now, ain't they?
We're just kidding.
Yeah, acting crazy now. Don and Mike, they're on 2 to 6 on WJFK 106.7. Tonight, I will take the high road and report on the retirement of a man who has influenced every news broadcast for the better in our town. So watch that at 11.
It should be
and I think they're going to have a good run in the afternoon, actually.
Well, they're not going to be able to call people up and wake them up anymore, which is becoming a nasty habit of theirs.
Do I detect? But they woke you up.
Yes, they did. Yes.
You liked having those headphones on, didn't you?
Just for a little while, yeah.
You like radio, don't you?
I like radio. Well,
there's anybody who doesn't like radio.
That's right.
Like,
yeah. You know, it was fun. I'm glad for them. We'll see.
Well, so much for radio. This is TV, folks, and the NBC Nightly News on television coming up next.
We'll see you at 11. Have a good evening.
The Don and Mike Show. Profoundly normal. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Hello. Don and Mike, hi.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
I'm just calling to let you know that I do like the E! Channel.
because I got on Talk Soup where I tried to get on your show and I could not.
Well, what does that tell
you? Imagine that. Hey, how about that, everybody? We turned somebody down to be on our show.
Yay!
Hey, good for us.
I think that was very nice.
Good for us. Yee-hee! Woo-hoo! You know, we normally don't...
That's very nice. I'm a listener of you guys. I like you guys.
We don't turn anybody down.
Well, you could have gave me a break here. You know, I'm doing everything myself.
Well, hold on. Slow down. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Rio Rancho, New Mexico.
Rio Rancho.
So you listen on KHTL Albuquerque.
That's correct.
Gotcha. And what is it that you wanted to come on our show about that we wouldn't let you, but they would let you on Talk Soup for?
Well, you had a thing where you were saying something about getting on David Letterman and if it would make you famous.
Uh-huh.
Well, I was on David Letterman, and I was writing to you letting you know that it didn't make me famous.
Now, so far, if we're keeping track here, you've been on Talk Soup and David Letterman. Why were you on David Letterman's show?
Because I have a video that teaches people how to blow dry their hair, and it is the only one on the market today, and I am doing my own marketing and my own publicity, and David happened to go into a store in Manhattan.
And I bet he thought, this is the stupidest product I've ever seen. He probably went back to the office and said, listen, guys.
You know how many women I have helped? I mean,
we got to get this idiot on the show. I think that's what Letterman did, right?
That's a male thing. I mean, but women are really interested on looking good every day.
Stop. Let me stop you right there. Was there a slight comedy presentation when David had you on the show?
He had his best video collection.
Oh, okay,
and
so that's...
And he picked my video.
Oh, okay,
but
so you weren't really on the show. Your dumb video.
What do you mean? What is it?
Dave's video collection, like Dave's record collection.
Yeah, he just showed the video because it was so stupid. You know, he said, how to blow dry your hair.
Right.
Well, let me tell you this, though. He made all his promo commercials about my video.
Because?
Because
yours was probably the dumbest one.
That's the stupidest thing I've ever...
Right.
Of course, though. Wait a minute, it's stupid.
What do you mean women are stupid?
No, I didn't say women are stupid. Your idea is stupid.
My idea is doing very well.
And that's why you...
Women.
Well, listen, more power to you. America's the land of stupid ideas. But
Time Life presents How to Blow Dry Your Hair, the complete collection with How to Breathe and How to Blink.
That's not true. Do you know how many people get that round brush stuck on their hair or they get the frizzy? I'm sure you guys have a hard time every once in a while have a bad hair day.
No. Nope.
Listen, you're not getting a free... Hey, pipe down. You're not getting a free commercial on our show.
I ain't trying to.
You know that I like the E-Channel. Because
I'm glad you like the intro. Because
I was on a cable TV show,
yes.
And they picked that TV show to show on the Talk Soup.
Hey, who's the celebrity you most resemble? I'm going to guess Rosie O'Donnell.
If I wear my glasses, I've been told I look like Sophia Loren.
Sophia Loren?
No, I bet you... Which one of Cagney and Lacey is the dumpy one?
Tyne Daly. She's a Tyne Daly lookalike.
That's my choice.
Tyne Daly was
I don't think so.
Just a hint of Kay Ballard.
Hold on, Linda, listen. I hate to pop your balloon. Let me put you on with a guy from Baltimore who saw David Letterman when you were on David Letterman's show. Hello, is this Dave?
Hello, Radio God.
Hi, listen.
Tyne Daly is more than accurate.
Okay, all right. Thank you. What did you think of this lady when she was on Letterman?
She thinks she was on the best of videos. Let me tell you, Buzz had it exactly right. This was Dave's video collection of the most abhorrent videos that were out on the market.
Yeah, but let me ask you this.
Hey, slow down.
If you get a word in edgewise.
Slow down, Linda. We're on your side.
Basically, Dave did not go to a Manhattan video store and find your wonderful tape. His researchers went out and found the goofiest tapes they could find.
There you go.
And Dave did a little bit afterwards, and the audience was in hysterics.
And then he did it again, and then he did it again.
Because it was so stupid.
Stupid or not, at least I got on David Letterman.
Well,
and
well
let me tell
done.
You something else. I made the front page of the Albuquerque Journal.
Well, bully
and
for
I've
you,
made
lady.
The Washington Post, and I've made the Denver Post, the Colorado Press. So can you say that, sir?
I'm so proud that I can't, because, lady, you were mocked this side of New Mexico.
I don't care. Would you like to know how many sales I got out of that?
I hope a billion. I hope every one of them is laughing at you right now, you stupid lady.
You stupid male chauvinist pig.
Hey, listen. Lindsay, you got a real problem with you must be real insecure about your femininity because...
Oh, no, dear. I'm married 28 years.
Well, listen, all I know is that when Mike was talking to you, you were saying something about him saying something about women, and you're bringing it to a whole, like, feminist thing with this guy.
I didn't say anything about women.
Dan.
I didn't say... Ma'am.
Need.
Ma'am.
Dry their hair.
What about men?
You're not a good listener.
This woman clearly has an agenda,
Mike. Women to blow dry their hair.
I turned her microphones off again.
Women like to look good. And women need to know how
do
to,
you
blow
like
dry
to look
their
good,
hair,
ma'am?
And this helps them.
I like this guy.
Yeah. Oh, man. Tyne Daly, eat your heart out.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Well, guys.
Well, listen, Dave, nice job. Hold on, I'll give you a prize, Dave. Hold on a second.
Hold on. He was good.
Yeah. It was real good. Now, Linda. Hold on, let me give him a prize. Wait a minute. Somebody,
let me tell
please.
You something. My husband's a big fan of you guys.
Oh, well, he's got good taste. Send him a copy of Evita featuring Madonna.
He does not want me to call you.
From Hollywood Pictures, home video. I'm surprised he didn't lock you in the root cellar. And he's also on the Evita soundtrack. Both of those, courtesy of Warner Brothers Records. That's for Dave from Baltimore.
Are you kidding? Her husband's the one in the root cellar, gagged with duct tape and a Super Bowl in his mouth.
All right, so anyway, Linda, you wanted to be on our show, and we wouldn't book you on the show, yet you went on the Letterman show?
Well, no. This happened. I was on the Letterman show first, and then when I heard that you guys were looking to get on the Letterman show, that's when I wrote to you.
How to blow dry your hair. That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Give me some credit.
You won't believe how many women have ordered this video. I've been in the Red Book magazine. I've been in Mademoiselle magazine.
A lot of dumb women in America, man. How much you charge for that tape? How much you rip it off?
It's 60 minutes long. And it's 1995.
Oh, God!
$20.
Why not? Why would I? How to wipe yourself?
Uh-huh. What's the shipping and handling for it?
Shipping and handling is $4.
How to pick your nose?
How to floss your teeth?
How to cut your toenails?
Your nose, but most people don't know how to blow dry their hair.
Oh, please.
And that's why I've been on so many television shows.
Oh, God.
There must be a need for it if I've been on...
I think you're evil. I think you're an evil woman.
Oh, come on. I'm helping women.
Helping.
Listen, I think you're a good business person and everything, but don't kid yourself there, honey.
Oh, I'm not kidding myself. I've been in the beauty field for over 25 years.
All right, sweetheart. Listen, baby doll.
Yeah, dolly.
Listen, you sound like a sweet chick.
You do, Cupcake. You really do. You sound... Maybe your heart is in the right place, Muffin.
Okay, dear.
Okay. All right, baby cake. All right.
Okay.
All right, my little blow dry goddess. Yes, you are.
She's such a good little blow dry goddess.
That's a very good idea. Preying on the stupidity of poor Americans.
I'm not saying that you can't have a lot of fun with it.
How much have you grossed?
How much?
And I know you'll know this. How much have you grossed to selling those things?
You grossed out our whole audience today. How much have you made?
I've made a pretty decent amount of money.
Come on. What's the bottom line? What have you made?
You owe that to America to share that information.
Why do I need?
It's a rags to riches story. We want to hear about an entrepreneur, someone who's made it big with a really dumb idea.
Yeah, you owe that.
I'm not saying I've made it very big.
If you really want to help people, you should tell them how much you've made on this thing.
Then that really would not help.
Oh, yes, it would.
Five how much have you made?
Six
figures. I've made enough.
What, have you made $10,000?
About
$10,000.
About $10,000.
Total?
Total, because I keep investing it into advertisement and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But this has been, but you're also missing the back point of it. This has been a dream of mine that I worked 8 years to save
for. Have you thought about hiring Fran Tarkenton? He's good at that. He sells me anything. If it's Fran Tarkenton, if he's telling me I need that, I'll get it.
How to pluck your nose hairs with Fran Tarkenton
and John Davidson.
See, I know when I told you guys you'd make fun of it and stuff.
Yes. Of course you would. Hello. Now listen, what do you have, caller ID? Or
no,
you have
I don't.
Call waiting or something?
I have caller ID, but yeah. But in all honesty, I knew you would make fun of it, and yes. I knew you wouldn't really understand the concept of it.
All right, listen, hold on. Linda, here's the concept. If you have a wet head, you point it at your head and you turn it on.
And you don't hold it too close to your flesh because that will burn yourself.
You know what this is like? This is like when the weather gets to be 100 degrees and the news stations all announce that you should drink water and stay out of the hot weather. It's common sense.
No, there's
what you're peddling is common sense.
There's a common sense that people don't realize that the blow dryer needs to go in the direction you want your hair to go.
I'll tell you something.
Oh, my God.
If there are Americans out there.
Forrest Gump knows that, honey.
If there are Americans that need to sit down in 60 minutes, watch a video about how to dry their hair, they need to be put to sleep.
You won't believe how many men or women blow dry their hair and tangle a brush in their hair. You really wouldn't believe that.
Okay, imagine that. Tom, can you imagine how difficult that would be? You get up in the morning, you're blow drying your hair, all of a sudden the brush gets stuck, and you go, get me a surgeon.
Where's my videotape? I've got to order the videotape.
Well, if you need to order it, it's 1-800-60.
Not giving you that, sweetheart. Sorry, honey.
No way.
Sorry, baby.
That was excellent the way I put them right in.
What was that?
I thought that was excellent the way I put that
you
right
what?
In.
You thought that was perfect. Excellent? Yeah, go ahead, throw it in again.
Yeah, give us the phone number.
Beep it out.
No, give the phone number. We'll give it to you.
Go ahead.
1-1-8.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Blow dry.
What? What is it again?
One more time.
That was coming.
What is it again?
One more time.
Please. We're not saying anything. Go ahead.
1-8.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Very good. Well, then anybody that wants to order it can order it at that number.
Okay.
I appreciate that.
You're very welcome.
You guys have a great day.
And you listen.
And I enjoy listening.
Listen, and you're a sweet lady, and I'm really sorry that we jerked your chain.
Oh, no, that's
one more
okay.
time, if you want to order the tape, if you want to order the video, how to blow dry your hair, the number is 1-800, what is it?
60.
Right, got it. Okay, thank you.
And I knew I'd be ripped when I called you, and I was ready for it.
Yeah.
That's okay, that's why I love you.
Yeah, we kid. Not at all. We kid because we love you.
I know, we love you too. We listen all the time.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Take care.
Bye, baby.
Bye-bye.
Bye, darling.
Bye, sweetheart.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You want to give the number again? I'm really in love with you. Give the number again.
No, because I know you're going to do something really like
hey, listen, what have I,
later.
What have I done?
What have I done? We haven't done a thing. You've given it out four times.
We haven't said a word. Let me prove
I know
to
that,
you.
But you're probably taping it, and you're going to use
no.
it
No, turn on the radio. We're live on the radio right now. We don't tape. We don't pre-screen. Everything's live.
Turn up the radio right now, and you can hear it. You can hear that. You know,
I know.
All right, then if you don't want a commercial, I won't give it to you.
1-800. No, 100.
There okay, you go. Gotcha.
You
go.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That was fun.
Okay.
I like that.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I'll tell you this. I am never doing that again.
What? You mean in your mother's house or all together?
All together.
Give me a break.
Right.
Oh, you don't think I can?
No chance.
You think you could?
Well, I know I could hold out longer than you.
Care to make it interesting?
Sure, how much?
$100?
You're on.
Wait a second. Count me in on this.
You?
Yeah.
You'll be out before we get the check.
Because
you're a woman.
So what?
It's easier for a woman not to do it than a man. We have to do it. It's part of our lifestyle. It's like shaving.
Oh, that is such baloney. I shave my legs.
Not every day.
The Don and Mike Show. Making your penis feel young. Don and Mike.
Rob, now you went to this TV Land deal on Saturday.
Yeah.
Now, they're having a contest, TV Land, one of our sponsors.
You know, the cable channel?
Right. So they're having a trivia contest. And we sent down Rob Spiewak. Now keep in mind that we ran this by the TV Land people first.
Right.
We said, we got a guy on our show who wants to come enter this contest, not affiliated with the show, just as Rob Spiewak. Citizen.
Yeah, Rob, who has an uncanny ability to remember facts, from TV shows, and so Rob Spiewak, Citizen, was a perfect candidate to be on this show. Mm-hmm.
So he went all the way down to D.C. on Saturday morning on his day off.
Union Station. It was set up in Union Station in the main hall.
To go down, and now let's hear the report. The report that is called... It's labeled, I Was Effed by TV Land.
Wow. It was no secret you were going down there.
Right, we made a very big deal about it.
And we even told the representatives from TV Land who booked Major Healy on the show last week that Rob was going to be coming down to enter the contest.
And he plugged his show on TV Land.
All they said was that it was fine. They said they couldn't offer me anything special, but they said it was more than fine. That's all I wanted. Just
all right, here's
just a shot.
Robbie Spiewak, I Was Effed by TV Land.
Hi, folks. Rob Spiewak here, broadcasting live on tape from Union Station as I am taking my trivia test to be in the TV Land Ultimate Fan Search. The first page was easy because it was all personal questions. Perhaps the best answer was, share with us a funny story you might think that would interest the audience. Ask me about the time I took Dick Van Patten out for Chinese food. It's amazing how TV Land has turned the marvelous neoclassicist architecture of Union Station into a giant replica of the basement of the science building. And if you look at all the TVs, there's lots and lots of footage of William Conrad.
And I just want you to notice, in this tape, at this point, Rob is like a young boy on Christmas morning.
Yeah, but he's very, I admire his restraint. He is very controlled, and I can tell how excited
he is. But you will be able to hear later in this tape.
His total anger.
His level of disappointment.
Oh, very good. Yeah,
tinged with anger.
It was pretty cool. They had like set up like a real game show. They had two podiums and a microphone.
So it's everything Bill Daly said it was going to be.
Yeah,
kind of
it was
exciting.
Really, it was kind of impressive.
Let's get back to Rob being effed by TV Land.
Which really, he's better suited to the widescreen.
Ah, William Conrad.
So now I'm just waiting for my name to be called.
Cannon.
And also waiting for the very exciting time when Mr. Bill Daly hits the stage. Because as we know from yesterday, he's going to do his act. I know that I just got through with my screening interview. Apparently I aced the questions, which is good. Surprisingly, he didn't ask me about Dick Van Patten. Perhaps frightening, or because Dick Van Patten has no shows on TV Land, they have no interest in that. But he said they will be announcing the contestants at 11:30. That's precisely 12 minutes.
And incidentally, this is just what it sounds like inside Rob's head.
Constantly,
24 hours a day, as Rob is
constant
driving
theories, facts,
driving
ideas, random thoughts,
and with slight reverb.
Neoclassicist architecture.
Turn left here.
Here I am, boy. This is—it's a giant replica.
I've been out to dinner with Dick Van Patten before.
Rob, he hasn't asked me that. Strangely, I wonder why. 11:15 now until announcement of contestants.
All right.
There was two times when they would announce contestants for both the two preliminaries, and I was almost excited because I thought I was going to get chosen.
Right.
I got every answer right.
Is your lip all herpes again?
Yeah, it is. I'm sorry. Yeah. It was a rough weekend.
Man. Was it the stress?
Yes.
Yeah.
Look at his lips are bleeding.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. Yeah, but you know what? Carrie's back.
Oh, that's a treat for her.
That is. It is. But she's leaving again soon. But she's home now. So that's good.
For the moment. For
and
the moment.
If I don't get selected this time, I could be selected for the showing at 2 o'clock. So let us wait and let us hope. And I've also been informed by TV Land staff members that I may not tape the game show.
Oh, really?
See, right there.
Yeah.
Right there. What is their problem?
They came up to me like it was a major... What are you doing? What is that? I had a tape recorder and a microphone.
Now, are they doing any kind of taping for television for this? Or
they
is
had
it just
a video camera there.
But
I
wasn't,
imagine
it wasn't a real taping
no, it
of
wasn't,
a TV
it
show.
No, it wasn't for TV.
So you had to take, like, an IQ test. A TV IQ test.
Yeah, like a personal sheet where I said, you know, who I was and why I thought I was good. And then
right.
10 TV Land questions. I think I got every one of them right. The guy told me.
And so now you're just waiting for them to call you up for your chance.
Yeah, I had a nice interview with the guy, you know, and explained that, you know, I love TV and I like to make people laugh and all stuff like this. And he says, good, well, we'll be looking for you. And he said, okay.
Yeah, you might not have wanted to say that about you like to
make people
laugh. They don't like
that.
They don't like people. Well, he pretended he liked that.
No, he did.
Really?
I know people.
All right.
Okay.
Okay, did you make it on the show?
No, I know.
He might have been lying.
All right, here we go. Back to the tapes.
So, anything that happens will have to be recreated at a later date. So, with my apologies to the Don and Mike listening audience.
You're
the big
a funny
show
man.
Starts in
I will
15
tell you
minutes,
that video.
And I'm sitting here considering what I could have done to get selected for the first show. Perhaps being affiliated with the show that promoted the event eliminated me. Perhaps I shouldn't have mentioned Dick Van Patten. Maybe one of the ladies who was selected told a story about how her grandfather was on a game show once. Well, my grandmother was on a game show with Gene Rayburn.
Ramblings of a madman.
You know, like sucking up.
You know, this is like, if they put a microphone in John Hinckley's cell.
Yeah,
and they're deciding if John Hinckley should be let out or not. That's what you hear. My grandmother was on a game show once.
I have not yet carved anything in my forehead.
But that cruel woman has won. She's taken my spot. And I wish to put all of their heads in bowling bags.
Deary dear. Again and again.
Again and again.
I'll tell you, I'm furious. I might have a jolly exterior, but I want to kill.
Better? No, I'm filled with love.
Just after they announced
we'll see.
The...
We'll see. I missed the first cut, but there's still a chance.
We weren't able to even hear them announce the...
No, I mean, it was a matter of four names, and then I was not among them.
So they had one cut that they made at what time of the day?
There was four contestants at 11:30 and four contestants at 1:30.
Oh, so you had to wait around for two extra hours?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
Okay.
And I was afraid to drink because I didn't want to get selected and be drunk and make a spectacle of myself.
Sure. So you're not even able to have a beer?
No.
So you're, I can't imagine.
Got to keep his mind clear, Mike, for the big TV Land match. God.
Okay. The clock show. I'm looking forward to seeing Mr. William Daly. Looking at the contestants that have been chosen for round one of the TV Land Ultimate Fan Search, and let me underscore the fact that I'm not bitter. They did not select anyone that was even a trifle overweight.
Oh,
that's true.
I think maybe that had something to do with it because you weren't as pretty as some of the other contestants.
I'm not. I've never said I was a pretty man.
Is that? Do you think that had something to do with it?
Could be.
Were you wearing your big Herman Munster shoes?
No, I had on a polo shirt, and I thought I looked nice. I trimmed my beard for it, as a matter of fact.
Really?
Yeah, one-handed because you know I had the trouble. And
you know, you're a big man, but you're certainly, I think, telegenic.
Mike, That's nice, but I don't believe you. That you believe that. But that's nice of you to say.
All right.
Sounds like the fix is in. But remember, I'm not bitter.
He's starting to get angry.
And now to get Bill Daly's autograph. We were wondering, now that you've had a day to digest the Don and Mike Show experience, do you have a message for Don and Mike?
Yeah, get lost. Go screw yourself. No, you guys are the funniest, brightest, sharp guys. I listened to you in Albuquerque, and I really made it. I had the best time in my life yesterday, and it was fun to be naughty for a change. But you guys are really raunchy.
No,
not those two guys. Yeah.
Have a great day. Thanks for being on the show yesterday. I sure will.
So you couldn't speak to him about the fact you're being shafted?
You know what? As a matter of fact, all I wanted from him was an autograph, and they wouldn't let him do a salutation on the autograph. Because TV.
What is their problem?
They're a little tight-fisted. I don't know.
Jeez.
All right, let's get back. Are you about to get the final cutoff here?
Yeah, we're very close.
Okay.
The line experience with Bill Daly went well. However, the policy is no salutations. And that's a TV Land policy, apparently. Here it is, 1:35. And they're about to announce the final batch of contestants.
John Baker, John
Ronan. You poor schmuck.
You cannot excel when you are prevented from competing. Burn, TV Land, burn. You are an unhappy land. So now, there's only one thing to do. To Uno for beer, and then home via the Metro. Whore. Filthy, lousy, rotten whore. Pickers and whores. And bastards.
Oh, my.
By the way, I'd like to thank TV Land for putting on such a great show. Lots of laughter. Do you mean I memorized the deputy's last name on Gunsmoke for this?
He's
what
mad.
A bunch of f***ing
That's the funniest thing you've ever done, I swear to God. Oh, my God, that is too funny. Can we hear just the very end of that tape again?
It's got to
re-cue.
Okay.
Oh, my.
But I'll be honest with you, I was mad for the rest of the day.
I bet you were.
I'd like to thank TV Land.
All right, you want to talk to a guy who actually got into the contest and came in second?
Yeah, sure.
Is this the guy that looked like Gopher?
Scott?
Yes, Don Mike. Radio Gods, how are you?
Hi, Scott.
Hi, Robbie.
Hey, are you the guy that looks like Gopher?
I'm the guy who got beat by the guy who looked like Gopher.
Good. I'm sorry that you got beaten by him because he was a dick.
Was he really?
Not only a dick, but he's a dick who carpetbagged from Connecticut and came down for the contest.
Oh, Captain Dick.
He came all the way down to Connecticut just to do that?
Boy, settled down.
He was afraid of the competition in New York and took the train down and got there at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Rob, listen, I know it's spilt milk now, but you stayed for the questions that they asked these people? How many of the questions could you have gotten right?
No, and CK from the Junkies hung out with me, and I stayed for three rounds before I left. I missed two of those questions in three rounds.
So you would have been the big winner, right?
I could have gone home with it.
Really? You would have cleaned up?
Absolutely.
That totally, totally sucks. That means that because I'm sure that your pre-questionnaire and your pre-trivia test, you did well on.
Well, the pre-questions were harder than the ones that were going on. And also, unlike Jeopardy, they don't lock you out. So you could ring in as soon as you thought you knew what the question answer was. They couldn't lock you out. And the problem was is that they were so loose on the rules. Like if someone said, Kirstie Alley left, and some guy rang in, and he said, Kirstie Alley left to go into Cheers, and there was no ding. And he said, and then she was on Veronica's Closet. Ding! So you could just do an essay question until you got to the answer.
But that only happened with Gopher, Robbie. They wouldn't let anybody else get away with that.
Now, are you sure?
I tried.
This is like the AV club in high school now.
That's exactly what this is.
The guys are wheeling the projectors into the classroom.
I'll tell you why it upsets me so much is that once in my life, in my long, illustrious life, there's a competition that if I'd been allowed to, I could have won it.
Yeah.
I'm sorry for you, Rob.
The ugly duckling who almost won the beauty pageant.
Yeah, right? Story of my life.
Do you think, seriously, and I'm asking you a serious question here.
I can tell you're serious.
Do you think that you were discriminated against because of your look? Do you think they wanted people that were, like, thin?
Pretty.
And pretty.
Well, I thought that after the first round, but not when I saw the second batch of contestants.
Okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we were not the best-looking group, Donna Mike.
All right. Thank you, Scott.
You know what? I can only think that maybe because he had the tape recorder there and because he was affiliated
with our show.
Yeah, right. And also a guy came over and was just so concerned that it was being taped. I mean, it was not a big deal, that I was taping it. I wasn't looking for any trouble. But there was one thing that I think you all would enjoy is if anyone out there has district cable vision, look for the promo that I filmed as Rob Williamson of Southeast, who loves district cable and always watches TV Link.
Well, you got a little something.
Yeah, but
little
it wasn't
nugget.
Enough. It wasn't
all right,
enough.
Well, kudos to you, Rob.
Way to go, Rob. Sorry I let you down, but we'll get him next year.
To Uno for beer. What a day.
So much beer.
You could have kicked ass. Day. All right, listen, we will plead your case with busty Adrienne Barbeau.
Excellent.
Who will be on to hawk some TV Land show that she's on right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
It's going to end up on Geronimo's air. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, just crying all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, just crying all the time. Well, you ain't never caught a rabbit, ain't no friend of mine. They said you was high class, well, that was just a lie. They said you was high class, well, that was just a lie. Well, you ain't caught a rabbit, you ain't no friend of mine. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, just crying all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, just crying all the time. Well, you ain't never caught a rabbit, you ain't no friend of
the good people at that arena. There were two guys. They took me up to the lighting booth, and they had some beer up there, and we had a good old time. And then I realized that we had to come back down and thank everybody and go up on stage with Dick Van Patten, and that's why you got a little bit of that Mac tonight. All right.
And I will say to your credit,
yes,
that I had no idea
that you had
all of those beers. I stood up there and I did the, hey, thanks for coming. I was talking to you. And it wasn't until we played that tape one day.
And you hear the, and not even anything else I say. It's just the, all right.
All right, here it is again. Now, listen, this is Mike after 100 beers. 100 doggy beers. Basketball.
I want to thank Don and Mike for a very, I had a lot of fun here. And I didn't travel 3,000 miles to watch you lose. So that's why you won.
All right.
That little segment right there.
We should isolate that.
I think it can be isolated.
Put that all right on a cartridge, please.
All right.
I have no idea. All right, here's another tape.
We're not 100.
All right, 50-50.
Yeah.
50. Right. Here's another tape that we played for everybody earlier today. Frank Gifford.
Yes.
talking about sex. Roll it, please.
See that hot dog up there off Malibu? That's me, Frank Gifford. Waiting for a good set of heavies to come up. Like this, my wife, Maxine. Boy, when you get a big one and catch it right, you can ride that almost to the beach. Man, after a few of those, you're ready for a rest and a cigarette. When you get lucky, you get the taste to start with, the taste to stay with. And that's the taste of my wife, Maxine. It's smooth and rich. So if you want the taste of my wife, Maxine, look for the big red bullseye. Get lucky.
Yeah, there he is, Gif. I love it. The taste of my wife, Maxine.
My wife, Maxine.
Good taste of my wife, Maxine.
Right.
Okay, now, oh, we have the outtake reel that I want to play for you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, also, you know what else I didn't get to was our bilingual theater.
Ah, yes, with the Flintstones?
Yes, we have another episode of the Flintstones in Mexican.
Bueno.
Or Hispanic. Excuse me. Spanish.
Yes. Spanish. Hispanic. Spanish.
Mexican.
Do you speak Hispanic?
But first, let's play the outreel take. I'm not sure how funny this is, so we might dump out of it if it's no good. All I know is that Mike and I were doing some commercials today.
Yeah, got a little loopy in there today.
And I thought it was, well, we had a very good time doing the commercial. I don't know how funny it'll be now to play the tape.
We'll have to see.
Let's find out. Roll it, please. Hey, Mike.
Don.
Mike.
Yes.
Mike. Hello, Mike.
Don.
Mike.
Yes, Don.
Hey, Mike.
Don.
Mike.
Don.
Mike.
Don. Mike.
Hey.
They just opened the new U.S. Medical Weight Loss Center in the Herndon Center.
That's great. Now the people in Herndon can get rid of those hard-to-lose pounds.
Now where do we pick it up?
Then go down to...
And say.
And Don.
Mike.
Okay, now, all right, let's take it from the top.
Mike.
Don.
Mike.
Don.
Mike.
Don.
Hey, Mike.
Yes, Don.
Mike.
Yes, Don.
Hey, Mike.
Don!
They just opened the new... I'm sorry. Hey, Mike.
Okay.
Oh, Mike.
Don.
Mike.
Don.
Mike.
Yes, Don.
Mike!
Don!
Hey, Mike.
Yes?
They just opened the new... Sorry.
Oh! Good screening, Rob. No. Oops.
Hey, Rob.
Tape's going to need more editing.
Hey, Rob.
Yeah.
Get your big ass in here. Good job editing. I said the F word as clear as can be on that tape.
Guess I missed that one.
I thought the effort was kind of lackadaisical on that one to start with.
There was two that I caught, though. I'll tell you that.
All right, I'm going to run. I'm going to keep running it now and hope that there's not another one. Another landmine.
I think you'll be okay.
Thank you. Service with a smile. That's the Rob Spiewak way.
Jeez. Finger on the trigger on that one.
Okay. Back to the tape. Back to the tape. Hey now, Mike.
Don.
Mike.
Don.
Mike.
Don.
Mike.
Don.
Mike. Yes, Don.
Mike.
Don. They just opened the new U.S. Medical Weight Loss Center in the Herndon. Sorry. All right. This will be a... Mike.
Don.
Mike.
Don.
Hey, Mike.
Don.
Hey,
Don.
Don. Mike.
Don.
Hey, Mike.
Hey.
Hey. Okay,
we'll do it.
Okay. I'm going to stop the tape again for a second. You notice that neither Mike nor I are professional enough to read a couple of the lines,
right,
maybe flub up or laugh, and just continue?
No.
Whenever we make a mistake...
We go back to the beginning.
Because we're like monkeys, sure, we have to go back and do the... You know, we had that whole thing with... Hey, Mike.
Don.
Hey, right. Mike.
Don.
We had that part down perfectly.
Sure. Yeah.
But every time we had to restart and do the same thing over again.
Because that's the way we can say we did it in one take.
Because we're pros.
Yeah, that's the way it works.
Mike.
Yes, Don.
Mike.
Don.
Mike.
Don.
Hey, Mike.
Yes, Don.
Mike.
Don.
Mike.
Don.
They just opened the new U.S. Medical Weight Loss Center in the Herndon Center.
That's great. Now the people in Herndon can get rid of those hard-to-lose pounds. And Don.
Mike.
Don.
Mike,
aren't they opening another center in Springfield?
Yes, on July 30th with the Springfield Plaza Center. That's when it will be open. That's enough, good night. Okay. All right, now there Rob did edit out another one of the profanities.
He got two out of the three. Thanks, Rob.
That's good if you're a baseball player. Not good if you're working on a radio show.
All right, here we go. It's going to be even better this time.
Oh, Mike.
Yes, Don.
Mike.
Don.
Mike.
Don.
Mike.
Don.
Mike.
Don.
Hey, Mike. They just opened the new U.S. Medical Weight Loss Center in the Herndon Center.
That's great. Now the people in Herndon can get rid of those hard-to-lose pounds. And Don... Don?
Mike?
Don?
Mike, are you here?
Here we go.
Mike?
Don.
Mike.
Don.
Mike.
Yes, Don.
Hey, Mike.
Yes, Don.
They just opened the new U.S. Medical Weight Loss Center in the Herndon Center.
That's great. Now the people in Herndon can get rid of those hard-to-lose pounds. And, oh, Don.
Mike?
Aren't they opening another center in Springfield, Don?
Yes! On July 30th, the Springfield Plaza Center will be open.
Oh, soon everyone will be thin, Don.
Thank Allah. I'm getting sick of seeing all these pigs walking. Let's change that line.
Jesus. What is she what was she going for here?
She wants you to be shocked.
Let's go. All right, I'll stop this again. Let me just explain to you what's happening.
Yes.
Sometimes the salespeople, when they write copy for us, they try to write it in the crazy, kooky, shocking style that we do the show in.
Uh-huh. And they miss horribly.
Like, part of the copy, and I won't mention who wrote it, Stacy, part of the copy said, hey, I can't believe there's so many fat pigs out there walking the streets.
Yeah, we really didn't think that was the right way to go.
I mean, if we were maybe going to ad-lib that would be okay. But it's like you're calling people pigs in a commercial.
And I had no idea it took this many takes to do this commercial.
We're stupid, man. Okay, back to it. Let's just also cut out that soon everyone will be thin, then I'll just say walk, don't run to U.S. Medical Weight Loss Center.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, then we can take it from the top and really play with it.
Oh, God.
Mike.
Don.
Two of the four, apparently.
Rob. Yeah. Rob. 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 Jesus, Rob, that was another one.
I guess it was. But you did say that we'd have the delay, so just go through and get what you could.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
I think people are enjoying your spontaneity.
Oh, you're awful, Rob.
Oh, God.
Oh, man.
All right, thank
man.
You.
All right.
Yeah. He did get that on tape, though. You're saying all right.
Oh, that would be his first priority.
All right.
Okay.
All right, that's two F-words that have aired thus far. All right, I guess they haven't aired.
Yeah, they haven't aired. You've hit the delay. And now, do you think there are any more?
No, I don't.
You're positive?
That's my job on it.
Okay, that is job on it. Okay.
Wonderful.
I'll hold you to that. Mike.
Don.
Mike.
Yes, Don.
Mike. Don. Yeah?
Don.
Hey, Mike.
Don.
They just opened a new U.S. Medical Weight Loss Center in the Herndon Center.
That's great. Now the people in Herndon can get rid of those hard-to-lose pounds. Don?
Yes, Mike?
Aren't they opening another center in Springfield?
Yes! On July 30th, with the Springfield Plaza Center. That's when it will be open.
Oh, soon everyone will be thin, Don!
Mike?
Yes, Don.
Mike.
Don.
Mike? Don. Hey, Mike!
Don.
Walk, don't run.
There's another one. I think Rob did catch that one.
That one.
You know, I thought we didn't have many profanities in that session today.
All right. We're starting over again now, I guess. Here we go.
Our house there. This is the White Album.
Okay. Attention, Mike.
Don.
Calling Mike.
Don.
Hello.
Don.
Mike.
Here, Don, here.
Oh, hi, Mike. Hey, Mike.
Don, yo.
Mike, they just opened the new U.S. Medical Weight Loss Center in the Herndon Center.
That's great. Now the people in Herndon can get rid of those hard-to-lose pounds. And Don?
I'm right here, Mike.
Don?
Yes?
Hey, Don?
Yeah, Mike.
Oh, there you are. Aren't they opening another center in Springfield?
Oh. Yes! On July 30th, the Springfield Plaza Center will be open, man!
Soon, everyone will be thin, Don!
Mike?
Don.
Oh, Mike?
Don.
Mike?
Don.
Mike? Go to U.S. Medical Weight Loss Center and join their one-year weight loss medical program.
U.S. Medical Weight Loss Center offers a...
Is that it, man?
That's it.
That's it.
We succeeded.
There you go.
Bravo.
Would have been a little bit more enjoyable if someone would have cut the profanities out.
Yeah.
Nice going, Rob.
All right.
We'll be right back.
Who we meet again? This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, yeah. Be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.